It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Can you hear me now?
Somebody unplug my headphones.
Can you hear me? Hello? Check 1, 2.
No, I shouldn't have to check if my headphones are plugged in. That's not part of my rider. That's funny.
Oh, that was amazing. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday. It is not... Yes, it is.
It's Thursday.
It's barely snowing.
And it is snowing.
I was going to say it's coming down, but it's not.
I think it's still snowing.
When we woke up this morning on the west side, it was coming down. And then by the time we left, it was like barely there. And then we drove east, and it was coming down. Wow. And now it's just kind of fizzling out. However, Gallup, Las Lunas, hold on. Gallup is closed. Las Lunas, Moriarty, Edgewood. Crap. No.
Do I need to look this up?
Yes. Moriarty, Edgewood is closed.
Where do I find
Las Lunas and Gallup are on a 2-hour delay.
How do I do this?
Gosh.
New Mexico.
I'm the worst at closures.
Closures.
Yes. I had the information this morning. I was checking online for it. And sure enough.
Shona.
That one.
That one. K-O-A-T.
So, yeah. Oh, sure man. Enough, I've already forgotten. There were some closures this morning. Hey!
Joke's on you.
It really is. Looks like it's going to snow throughout the day, although it's already kind of calmed down for now.
School closings. None listed.
None listed. That's good.
Wait. No, here we go. They're popping up. Whoa.
Yeah, East Mountain schools are on are closed. Moriarty, Edgewood, closed. I know that there's a 2-hour delay in Las Lunas. Yeah. Snows in the morning. It's going to rain and snow in the afternoon. Oh. Accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Highs in the 30s.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's when you know that it's going to snow.
Yeah, so there you go. What about Gallup? Because I had started to say Gallup and then...
Let's see.
Like a moron, I forgot. Estancia, by the way.
Estancia.
Valley Classical Academy. Closed.
What is this word?
Estancia Municipal School.
This word.
Closed.
What is that?
Chaushkai.
Community School. Chaushkai. I don't know. I don't see Gallup.
That's because you're on page 1.
There is a page 2 to this.
Geez.
Go to the
G's.
Ain't
nothing but a G thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gallup Catholic Middle/Elementary School, 2-hour delay. Gallup Head Start closed.
Everything else, 2-hour delay, but yeah. Head Start is closed.
Municipal Court opening at 1, 10, 11.
Oh, good, because I have a court appearance in Gallup at 2:30.
So. Opening at 10.
Oh, good, good. That didn't hinder my...
Is this because you stole the radioactive materials?
I did, from Mexico.
Our buddy... Bawa Daba over in Austria.
Yeah.
Said that a guy... Well, he said this fella popped up on his radar screen. I don't know what that means, but he's Professor Dr. Fred something.
He's like a serious...
Yeah, he's Professor Emeritus and Clinical Professor at the Department of Radiology at the University of New Mexico School for Medicine. So he is a very smart man.
Yeah.
Very, very smart man. But he said this guy popped up in relation to a story about... them finding some stolen cobalt-60, which is a radioactive material.
Apparently, that's been happening in Mexico.
In Mexico. It said that the thieves more than likely just stole the vehicle. They wanted the vehicle
amazing.
That the radioactive stuff was in because they found the stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody's around it. It's in a rural area, so nobody's, like, infected. But they said the person that opened it, because obviously somebody opened the radioactive stuff to get it out of the vehicle.
It's probably dead.
Is probably going to die.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you can't open this and be exposed to it directly and not die.
Right.
But it's not so radioactive that people in, like, areas around would have to be evacuated.
In honor of that, we will be playing Imagine Dragons all day.
Yes.
Or not.
We're going to play Radioactive 3 times an hour. And we're going to time it to where it's just when you think you're not going to hear it again.
Yeah.
Totally unpredictable. Boom. Radioactive.
We have Michelle Schroff coming in this morning for Woo-hoo. Project Zoe.
If they make it.
It's Thursday. Stuff. Man, it's not even coming down anymore.
It is terrifying. No, seriously, this it isn't a lot of snow out. At all. So, no. House Heroes guys would all be like, whatever, let's go.
Yeah, but it's not even sticking to the ground.
Growing up in Mississippi, even just a little snow makes me nervous driving. But yeah. I'm not one of those people that gets out there and is like, I'm so nervous, I'm going to drive 70 miles an hour. Right. I'm not one of those. But I'm also not one of those people that's driving 15 miles an hour.
And thankfully you're a passenger, so you don't have to drive right
But
now.
I will say it made me nervous.
Yeah,
when it
we
was
got
snowing this.
This
morning.
It's not sticking to the roads. It is, you know, it's sticking to the ground in certain areas where there's, like, grass, which is very rare in New Mexico, so...
I think part of it's because you driving a van and trailer through snow and ice is just terrifying and dangerous.
Driving a trailer at all is
and I hit black ice one time. We were on the way up to Utah, and I was like driving. You know what I do is when I get to a bridge, I just take my feet off the gas and the brake because it's best to just, you know, kind of go with the.
Wow.
And so did that. Go over the bridge, and it's like you feel it. We're just sliding across, just across the bridge. Well, then we get on the other side of the bridge, and I put my foot back on the gas pedal, not knowing that there was a little hump and a dip that was filled with black ice. So when I did that, our tires caught it, and the whole van and trailer went.
No way.
Yeah, and it was like 3 in the morning, and everybody woke up. Everybody's head went boop. Yeah. And I was like, hit black ice, we're fine. That was scary. Gosh, because a trailer, you hit black ice with a trailer, and you can flip everything.
Right.
You know?
Man, crazy. Static.
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. Fantastic. Have you seen the weather outside?
It's Friday.
Yeah, I am actually just leaving work. Yeah, it's a little bit chilly. It's not as cold as it was yesterday, thank goodness.
Yeah. Is it coming down where you're at?
It's still coming down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm waiting for the school district to put on like a 2-hour delay.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
That last 2-hour delay, what's going on, man? When
I
was going to school, you get your butt to the bus stop and you freeze your butt off.
Yeah, you did. I am with you.
You had to walk uphill both ways.
I did. I lived in four hills. I really did.
That's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Have a great rest of your day not having to work.
Be careful.
Yeah, yeah. All yeah, right, drive man. Fast, take chances.
Oh, man. Be careless now. Be careless.
Later, fellas.
Later, man. 505-338-3700.
I'm going to be monitoring this website today.
Yeah?
Because today is the day that the new Spider-Man trailer releases.
Yep.
And you better believe I'm watching it when
Christmas
it comes
out. Early.
Woo for me!
Snow is on the ground and the new Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer.
Oh my gosh.
Set
hit,
to release
hit
today.
The Superman music.
Oh, snap.
Yesterday, something crazy happened.
Yeah.
Now, it's been rumored for a long time that Wonder Woman was going to make an appearance in the new Superman movie, Batman versus Superman.
Right.
By now, we ought to just call it Justice League, because not only did they announce Wonder Woman is in it.
They cast her.
They cast her. It's one of the girls from Fast and Furious. And they announced that Flash is also making an appearance. So it's pretty much like, is this Man of Steel 2 anymore, or is this just Justice League, like, point one?
Maybe they're off the heels of Arrow last night, right? Because Barry Allen showed up, it was like, hey, look, it's the Flash, but not yet, because he's still just Barry Allen. Maybe they're going to do something like that, to where it's Barry Allen in it. Well, they said the Flash is going to show up.
Mm.
Did they say in what capacity? We don't know.
No.
So is Wonder Woman going to be full-on Wonder Woman, or are we going to like see eeks of characters as they're building towards a Justice League
movie? I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be like Wonder Woman or if it's going to be just Diana.
Like how in Thor, the first Thor, Hawkeye was in it for like a scene, remember? And you're like, ooh, Hawkeye!
Hawkeye!
Oh, that was cool for one scene.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It could be like that.
It could be like that. That was great.
That was cool. Because then it got everybody prepared, you know, Avengers.
Why won't S.H.I.E.L.D. just be good?
Because it won't.
Come on, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because it won't.
Pick it back up.
You know why it won't be good?
Why?
Because it's on primetime television on ABC.
Yeah.
And it's so it's
I
fluffy.
I know. All the best TV comes on the CW, right, Steven?
Shut up, McDowell! Smallville was good.
Oh,
you
man.
You know, and Arrow.
What else
and,
you got? Can you remember any other CW show?
Gossip Girl. Vampire Diaries.
Oh, wow.
90210.
You can remember a lot of them.
Tomorrow People.
Maybe it is your favorite channel.
I'm trying to think of other commercials I saw during commercial breaks when I was watching.
Come with me
Arrow.
If you want to live.
I just made that up. No, wait, who says that? Is that Terminator?
That's Terminator. Okay. You didn't make that up. But you sounded like Dracula.
Yeah.
Come with me if you want to live.
And it's a trick, because he's gonna kill you.
Yeah. Another show which we haven't watched yet. I don't even know how it's doing in the ratings. A brand new Dracula show. So.
Gosh, everybody, all of my friends in Nashville went to see John Mayer last night.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. I'm kind of jealous, number one, but I think I've seen the whole concert on
Instagram. Oh, that's good.
On Instagram.
See, that's good then. You don't have to go.
All I have to do is go click, and then it's like, and it always under, it's like, best concert I've ever seen. Now again.
Static.
Hey, this is Scary John.
Scary John!
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
Good. Can't complain.
How's the
snow's on the ground?
How's the snow over at the mall?
It's all right. It's dying down right now, but we actually have P&M working on some of the stuff over here, so I've been driving out here all night.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Keep bundled.
Keep bundled up, friend.
Yep. Hey, could you guys play some Andy Mineo?
Dude.
Maybe.
Our buddy Seth.
Yeah. Seth,
former guitar player from his band right here, Waverly.
Yeah, Seth was in Waverly with me. He's Andy Mineo's road manager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So, yep.
Yeah. So we know that dude.
Well, oh, cool, man. I want to meet him one day.
Yeah, we'll play something.
Yeah, just any song by Andy Mineo is fine. That'll make me.
All right, Friday night, search.
All right, thank you.
All right, man.
Thanks, bud.
Security John.
He didn't understand.
That's okay. How about some Christmas Family Force 5 since the snow's coming down?
That sounds good to me.
All right, okay. We'll do that. What? What? It's Family Force 5. Yeah! That's what I feel like it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What was that?
I hit the wrong button.
You did that perfectly.
I hit the wrong button. No!
Okay, that really happened when you did something wrong. So that means today is awesome. And that one
I
didn't
meant
work.
To hit that.
What
man.
Is this one? What is that?
What do you mean?
There it is. Isn't it usually? Oh, this is a different page.
This is
page.
A different page. That's why I was so confused.
Somebody hit another button in here. The stink button. Panda?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Oh, man. It is 6:31. Don't forget, coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays. You can get a birthday shout-out in. Studio at mystaticradio.com. But first, time for some breaking news.
Okay.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Okay, fine. Breaking news. Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin has been fined $100,000 for being on the field and interfering with a play. Dan had a good point because the video we saw showed him like getting out of the way, and
yeah.
Then they showed another clip of him like smiling.
Yeah.
And Dan said, I don't think that was from the same play.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Dan was saying yesterday. He was like, I think they edited those things together.
That's because he's a Steelers fan.
I know. It could be possible, though.
Yeah, it could be possible.
Do you remember when we got interviewed for The Bear and we gave that woman the best interview she'd
snap.
Ever had? And then when it got edited, it made it sound like you were Brad Pitt and then I had run away afraid. I think that's what happened to this poor Steelers man. But he definitely was in the way, right? Like, that was a...
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was on the field.
That was a crazy situation.
Yeah.
It looked pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
The South Carolina man was arrested for punching his father in a fight over macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
This is important in South Carolina. A New York City girl was taken into custody after she phoned in a bomb threat to her high school in order to skip class. Smart girl, that one. A man was arrested on the Long Island Railroad carrying a stolen cash register.
What?
Well, you wouldn't carry the one you just bought around.
Right.
Nope. Microsoft has developed a bra that senses when a woman is overeating.
Oh my god.
Wow. What? What does it do to you?
Right. Oh, what is it?
Maybe it just like tight.
Constricts?
Constricts.
Like, shocks
oh, I'm
you.
I'm eating too much. What if the bra says, hey, you're eating your feelings. Stop. Stop it. You're better than this. What if it's the most encouraging bra ever? It's like, hey, we're looking good today. You don't need this food. You don't need this food.
That would be incredible.
That would be awesome. That would be so awesome. Archaeologists say that they have unearthed evidence that Neanderthals organized their living space. There was an area in the cave for butchering game.
Okay.
Another area for cooking.
All right.
And yet another area for making tools.
They were very feng shui.
Feng shui. TV chef Nigella Lawson now admits that she did indeed use cocaine.
Wow.
For which recipe, we'll never know. She won't tell us.
Wow.
The Pope says he was once a bouncer at a bar.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm still trying to decide what to get my significant other for Christmas. Why is this written on the sheet? I read that out loud so people would know the mind games that the sheet of paper tries to play with me. Maybe this is a reminder.
Do you know what you're getting Dawn for Christmas?
I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm not going to get it for her. I don't know. There's a new app that tells you if your Facebook friends hate you.
Oh, wow.
78% of Americans favor drug testing members of Congress. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, why not?
Where was the... Oh, the man that came up with Doritos Locos Tacos has died. I didn't know this. I read this yesterday. That wasn't an idea that Taco Bell had.
Wow.
You may not know the name Todd Mills, but he was and forever will be a great American hero. The 41-year-old Arkansas resident passed away last week after a battle with brain cancer, but without him, Americans would never have known the deliciousness that is a taco cradled in a shell made of Doritos. In 2009, Mills had a brainstorm. Tacos with shells made out of Doritos. Brainstorm. Even though he was just an average citizen, he pitched the idea to Frito-Lay. And they said, thanks, no thanks. Undeterred from Frito-Lay's rejection, he started the Taco Shells from Doritos movement Facebook page.
Wow.
In 2009 to garner support for his idea. The goal was simple, get people talking about the tacos so much that Taco Bell or Frito-Lay couldn't ignore it. 3 years later, boom. Doritos, Los,
that's amazing.
Whatever. Yeah. In 2012, he received a phone call from Taco Bell and the company was developing the prize creation, calling it the Doritos Locos Tacos. And they wanted to fly Todd out to the test kitchen in California. He was among the first people to try the new product. He never made any money off of it. But he said in the thing that I read, he said that he didn't want any money off of it. He was like, I'm sure I'm not the first person that's thought of this. I'm just the person that was like, hey, make this.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's pretty crazy.
He passed away from brain cancer.
At 41, people dying so young?
I don't know. Who was? We read about another celebrity that passed away.
Yeah, he was on HGTV, co-hosted a show, and he was a contractor, and he was 38. Motorcycle accident.
That's crazy.
38!
Oh, man. Newsweek is planning to return to print. The struggling weekly magazine that ceased print publication last year plans to turn the presses back on with a 64-page weekly edition in January or February. Facebook is changing things up again, but this time they may be getting some praise rather than the usual round of grumbles.
Yeah.
The social media site gets every 2 seconds when they, quote-unquote, improve things. This time they're replacing the hide-all button with one named unfollow.
Yep.
It's a stealth defriender. Clicking it will let you block that person's messages and posts from your newsfeed. The best part is that it won't notify the blocked user, so you'll avoid any awkward unfriending scenarios.
Yeah.
Because in modern days, it is possible to pretend like you're someone's friend without actually being their friend in a glorious, glorious way. And like never before.
I like how it's eked into social media.
Instead of
it's
just
incredible.
Being two-faced like you've always had to be, now you have, it's so easy to be two-faced. It's like, oh yeah, man. We're friends on Facebook, and then person walks up and you're like,
No, we're not. Unfollow.
Here's where it's going to bite you back in the butt is when said quote-unquote friend says, oh, man, and they're complaining about what's happening with their day. And hey, this happened.
Did you read my post?
And you're like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea that this horrible, tragic thing was happening in your life. And it's like, I've been posting it on Facebook for weeks. I've been telling people for weeks.
I've been telling people.
Like, oh, I guess I just haven't been on Facebook a lot lately.
I guess I've been super busy, man.
Haven't noticed that. Totally going to bite you back. I'm just saying. Two-faced.
How about if you, why don't we just not be friends with people we're not
exactly.
friends with?
Exactly.
Make it real, people.
Boom.
Where was it? Bacons of the world.
Ooh.
As hard as it is to admit it, there are more options out there than the standard American bacon when you're looking for your pork fix. And with Bacons of the World, you get all the bacon that this great nation has to offer, plus a few bonuses. TJ, I'm talking to you, man. With your purchase, you'll receive quarterly shipments of 5 pounds each.
Gosh.
Made up of half American bacon, half a second type. You'll get guanciale. Unsmoked Italian pig cheek, English bacon, smoked loin with belly attached, pancetta or pancetta, the Italian cousin of American bacon, and holiday bacon, a seasonally or a specially seasoned version of American bacon. Wow, I bet it's got cinnamon in it. Sounds like the perfect Christmas gift for any bacon lover, if you don't mind the $300 price
tag. Oh my gosh!
$300 for bacon from around the world.
That's ridiculous. And I don't know how to cook half that bacon.
How am I supposed to cook this bacon?
I'd have to look it up, Martha Stewart.
Oh, weird.
Speaking of Martha Stewart, your wife has been cooking some ridiculousness.
I know.
In that kitchen. Last night was amazing.
She made her patented, wonderful sweet potato soup.
Chili.
Oh, yeah. It's normally soup like that. Did you hear me say there's meat in this? Because normally there's not meat in it. Oh. Normally it's just soup.
That was good.
Like when she told me what she was making, she said sweet potato soup.
And then last night it was chili. Dude, it was.
Which was great.
It was gooder.
Because then she made cornbread.
Yes.
And I put the cornbread in there.
Oh, man.
Because for me, cornbread is a sopping bread. So I just put it in
there. No, you ruined it.
No, I didn't ruin it.
I put butter all over it and then honey all on top of the butter. Oh, my gosh.
And then,
it was the sweetest little,
and
like,
then he took a bite of that, and then he put the soup in the mouth with the bite.
Yeah.
So it was the same thing as putting the bread in the soup.
It was not the same thing because there was, like, a crispness to that cornbread. It was, like, just the right amount of fluffy and, like, oh, so good.
I know.
I'm hungry already.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm glad John's here to cook. Me too. Now, you know what, though?
Huh.
We really have the best, like, it's the best setup right now.
It really
because
is.
Because Dawn's bringing, like, the dishes that she makes, and then Chrissy is making the, like, the Brussels sprouts and the red chili sauce that goes on the... Gosh! We have the best setup!
We really do. Let's never not live together.
It's like, it's night to night. It's like, what five-star meal am I eating tonight?
Who's cooking tonight? I don't know.
Because both of them are excellent.
And here's the best part. Because normally, in the past, if Chrissy was, like, tired, I would have to cook.
Oh.
But now, we have two wives.
You know what happens?
So,
we have two wives.
And so...
Are we living in a commune?
If one of our wives does not want to cook that night, the other one will. We have the best setup in the world.
This is the best setup.
Let's live together forever.
Guess what?
What?
We can start a cult now. We're so close. Number one, we're in the desert. Number two, we're already basically living in a commune. We even have a pet.
We do. We have a black cat.
All we need now is to get some land and then convince other people that they need to follow me. I mean us, but mostly me. Into the desert.
Oh, man.
It's perfect.
It is.
Perfect.
It really is.
Hey, guys, you feel weird about going into Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
Do you?
I don't go in.
Well, rest assured, the employees have noticed. They're trained to wring money out of uncomfortable guys. That's according to a former employee.
Wow.
Check this out. The ex-employee says in an interview with Business Insider, the general feeling about men is that they would buy anything in order to get out of the store as quickly as possible.
That's true.
And that is true.
That's so true.
Women shoppers don't have that problem. They tend to be value-oriented, so associates tell them about deals and promotions, whereas men would buy a couple of $50 bras without questioning.
Right.
Because they feel awkward. The former employee says Victoria's Secret employees are heavily pressured to hit sales goals, with managers even urging them on through headsets. When a man walked in, it felt like a lucky break. Wow! I feel like I've been duped before.
Well, yeah. Thankfully, I don't ever... That's all Chrissy, so I have the boys, and since we have boys, that's my excuse. Oh, you're going there? Cool, man. We're going to go to the toy store or the somewhere else, the not there. So...
Oh, my gosh.
I don't go in.
It's crazy. And this is going to be our final little piece of breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get to some birthdays. But this is a dream come true for me. Dreams do come true.
They're mass marketing the DeLorean.
No.
Oh.
Scientists have created candy that is actually good for your teeth.
Yes!
That's it.
Jack!
I'm going out happy.
Daddy's coming home with some candy!
A Berlin-based company, OrganoBalance.
Oh, never mind.
Has developed a candy that contains a bacteria which has been found to reduce cavities in lab rats. Scientists with the company tested the candy out on two groups, one given candy with the bacteria and a control group given a placebo candy without it. When the experiment ended, the subjects in the first group were found to have reduced cavity-causing bacteria, presumably reducing their chances of becoming yuck mouths.
Wow.
I want to know what happens when it goes to human trials.
Exactly.
Also, if it's flavored like sweet tarts, I would be glad to be a part of those. Human trials. Because let's face it, if it tastes like sweet tarts, I'm going to get cavities.
Oh, yeah.
If I eat regular sweet tarts. So even if I got cavities from this, it wouldn't matter.
Right.
Because I'm getting cavities. I'm going to die either way.
That's your breaking news?
That's it. That's the
All
one.
All right. It is 6:45, which means time for birthdays. Hey, okay. Wait, what? Hey.
What are you upset about?
Grumpy Gills?
Drive-through.
Drive-through?
And have some wonderful soup.
Oh. Oh, you had drive-through?
You had drive-through. Man, you missed out. Check it out. It was so good, Stever.
Sweet potato chili with, like, homemade, like, from-scratch cornbread. Oh. Oh.
Birthdays.
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 We got a really, really cool birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, yesterday, Mateo and I met with the Albuquerque Spano Chamber of Commerce.
We did.
Got to hang out with Jen and Cynthia.
Cynthia's a cool gal.
Going through scripting and stuff, and I just got a text.
Oh, no. What's
Mike,
it say?
Cynthia's husband.
What's it say?
It's Genesis' birthday today.
Oh.
That's the little one.
The little one.
She's turning 7 years old today. So big old shout out to Genesis.
Genesis.
Happy birthday.
Birthday
beginning
started with you today. There you go.
All right.
So happy birthday, Genesis. That's awesome.
It's the 339th day of 2013, 26 days remaining.
That's just crazy.
We're almost done. Yep. Cray cray.
I quit.
What?
It's comedian Margaret Cho's birthday.
I saw her live once.
Really?
Yeah, at military school.
Huh.
I was a rat.
Was that okay?
It was a recruit at training.
Yeah.
And
a rat.
And we, you know, shaved your head.
It's
rat week.
Rat.
Some people call it hell week. Like, it's different, but it's awful.
Yeah.
And so then after, they have a little, like, hey, you made it through this week. And Margaret Cho was the comedian.
Was that okay?
It was just random.
Yeah.
It wasn't okay because I was, like, away from home. I just got the crap beat out of me. I'm exhausted. I hate everything. I'm in a military school.
Well, do your math and figure out how
old. A comedian.
I can't do any math.
How old was she then and how old is she now?
That was in 93.
Oh, that was the year Jurassic Park came out.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
It's a great
I saw
year.
It in Roswell. Oh. Well, I was in military school.
All right, let's do this because the trailer is on the internet and I have to watch it. Okay. I know. Margaret Cho, she is 44.
No, wait. Because let's see, if 93, 03, 13. Man, that could be about right. I'm gonna say 47.
45.
Ah,
gosh, I was so close, Stever.
I know. When he's close, why do you do that? Why don't you just go to the next
because
one?
Because I was doing math. I was gonna
to
figure
the next
it out.
One.
It was 93.
To the next one.
It was 20 years ago, so she looked about 27.
Alrighty, yeah.
Stever.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Absolutely.
Feed my sheep.
Alrighty.
Just kidding.
Where's your sheep?
I keep them out in the field.
I'll feed your sheep, get them good and fat.
Yeah. Bacon?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
All right.
Play along.
Pavarotti.
Jose Carreras.
Jose Carreras. Oh, Pavarotti's dead.
Celebrating a birthday.
My bad. I don't know who this is, so I'm going to say 54.
I said it. It's Jose Carreras. That's
no,
actually
I know.
Carreras.
He was saying contextually he doesn't know.
I'm saying I don't know who that is.
Well, it's the guy who sings this.
Yep.
He's helping you, man. You just got to accept it. You got to accept that help, man. I say he's 68.
What did Steve-O say?
50.
Matt's going to get something this morning because it's 67. You're getting there.
Because I'm all bundled up in this cold studio.
We go from that to... from the motion picture Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
It's he played Mark Ratner. Mark Ratner.
I never saw
I've seen
movie.
It one time.
Judge Reinhold.
That's Brian Backer.
No. Sean Penn was. Who was Sean Penn? He was a different character.
I can't remember.
He was Spicoli.
Spicoli.
Okay. 53.
54.
57. I just tried.
I like your dramatic pause, though.
It was a valiant effort.
Valiant.
All right, so from the movie Two Guns.
Oh, man, I didn't see it.
Deja Vu.
Is it Denzel's birthday?
No.
Oh, man.
And from Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol and the next Mission Impossible, rumored.
Oh. Is it Hawkeye?
What?
Chick.
Jeremy Renner?
It's Chick.
Oh, it's a chick.
Yeah, it's the wife
the
chick.
The girl.
It's the chick from Deja Vu. She's married to, that's Robin Thicke's wife.
Paula Patton.
Is that Paula?
I think you're right. I think that's
Paula
her.
Patton.
I think you're right. Don't look it up. You'll see her birthday.
Oh, that's right. Okay, she is 36.
32.
38.
Oh. I like this Mission Impossible music, though.
Beep, 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 beep. That's how it goes.
And somehow, I guess I didn't keep the music I found earlier. You're not the boss of me now.
You're not the boss of me now.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me now.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
It's Malcolm in the Middle's birthday. Frankie Muniz.
Yep.
Frankie Muniz is in a band.
Did you see the punk where they took his Porsche? His, like, 1960-something?
How do you remember that show?
Someone told me about it.
Yeah, she's married. Paula Patton's married to Robin Thicke.
Okay, he just found out. All right, Frankie Muniz. Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah, okay. He is 33.
I say he's 31.
28.
28. That kid has done so much. It just snowed here.
Yeah.
That's all I've done today.
So from the band Poco, kind of in and out of the band, but more popularly known for being part of Loggins and Messina.
Kenny Loggins.
No.
Jeff Messina.
Jim Messina.
Oh, you just guessed. Tom Messina.
Jim Messina. How'd you like to be the guy that had all that money, could walk down the street without people bugging him?
Yeah, it's true.
I am that man.
That is the best. 61.
Oh, man.
No, that's way too old.
56.
Are you changing your answer?
No, I can't change my answer.
He's 66.
Little Richard.
You betcha.
Yeah, baby.
How can you not love Little Richard?
You just don't have a heart.
Come on.
Little Richard is deceitfully older than I was going to say. So I'm going to say if Jerry Messina is 66.
I say 71.
69.
81.
81. 81.
81.
I was 10 off.
Little Richard. Okay, we are two dates. We are two dates now. On this date in what year In a message before the U.S. Congress, U.S. President James K. Polk confirmed that large amounts of gold...
There's gold in them hills.
...have been discovered?
Yeah.
California.
California?
There's gold in them hills.
There's gold in them hills.
Well, that was obviously the gold rush of 1849.
Oh, just listen to me, old prospector. But be careful, there's quicksand.
I'm really going to say 1849 because of the 49ers.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. I say 1848.
I was 1848.
Oh! Yeah!
Good job, you!
We can play the chicken or we can play Spandau Ballet.
It's up to you. What do you want? Chicken?
I want to do a monologue from one of Will Ferrell's skits on Saturday Night Live when he played an old prospector.
Keep it clean.
Okay. I can't do it then.
Okay, let's move on then.
Nicely done.
On this date in what year, Graham Nash quit the Hollies, who were playing here. 3 days later, get this. Just three days later.
Three days later. On the third day.
Yeah. Gotta find something from them to play, though.
He rose again.
Let's see. What should we play from the next band he was in?
So he was in a band called the Hollies and quit?
Yeah, he was in a band called the Hollies. 3 days later, he announced formation of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No way!
Wow.
3 days later. Now, if you ask me, that means he'd been planning it for a while.
Yeah.
That obviously was 19...
You know what, though?
71.
Maybe he wasn't planning it for a while because it takes so long to come up with a band name. If you're just going to say, what's your last name? We'll just do last names.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe like the day after he met up with them and they were like, well, let's start a band.
This guy's played at Woodstock, man.
Wait, so I was wrong. 1964.
1966.
68.
Ah!
Yeah.
I was closer the first time.
Okay, so get this history. Ready for some history?
Yes.
All right. On this date in what year, aides to President Richard Nixon mailed out 66,000 letters signed by Nixon to potential administrative office holders. Mm-hmm. Among those receiving one of those letters was Elvis Presley. Know that? Got a letter from Nixon to be a potential administrative office holder.
All right, there's a show, and some people might get offended when I say that. There's a show called Drunk History.
Uh-huh.
And
I've seen it.
Yeah, there was an episode about Elvis. He had, like, was it Secret Service clearance or something?
Something like that.
He basically was...
He had a badge.
He had a badge, and he was a secret agent. And he could arrest people.
Wow.
And it's because Nixon liked him so much, he let him have it.
Yeah.
So Elvis could arrest people.
Wow. Crazy.
Like, if he's,
like Steven Seagal.
That's why they say he's still alive. They say no, and he's doing stuff for the government.
He could be. But he had clearance... The skit was hilarious because it was Dave Grohl and one of the other guys from the Foo Fighters, and it was Jack Black.
What?
It's called Drunk History.
Here's the premise,
everybody. I'm not condoning it. But what happens is they get somebody that knows a lot of history, like a novice historian, and they get them wasted and then tell them to retell a historical event.
Oh.
And then the actors dress up and they reenact the skit, but it's just the person talking. So, like, when he's saying words, the people reenacting the skit just mouth what he's saying. And so they'll be like, and then Elvis was like, hey, you can't do...
Oh. Yep.
I need a bucket.
Are you
and then
serious?
You'll hear him go, whoa, and they'll throw up. It's
funny. A terrible show. No one should watch it.
It's funny.
Okay. So...
But yeah, anyway, all that to say, Elvis... He was a secret agent, and if he thought something was suspicious, he could arrest somebody.
Oh, man. Amazing.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Nixon was president. We should know this.
It was obvious. It was the 70s.
Okay.
So, wait. Okay. He sent out, this is when his aides sent out a bunch of letters to
potential administrative office holders.
Yeah.
When did Elvis die?
That'd be probably towards the beginning of his
77, I thought.
77 or 78 is
probably towards the beginning of President Nixon's administration.
Okay. I'd say 71.
Nah. 72.
68.
Dang.
Yeah. But let me just say, any excuse to play the king.
Yeah, of course.
Amen.
All right, so on this date in history, what year Judy Collins' recording of Amazing Grace entered the British music charts?
Oh.
It would exit and re-enter 7 times in 2 years.
Wow.
Totaling 67 weeks on the charts.
You have to turn this off before I start bawling.
Don't cry.
I do this, especially when it's like, oh man.
He's crying.
Ah.
Single tear.
Song always reminds me of a funeral.
This one actually from the album Songs for Mourning Loved Ones.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's they played this at my pop's funeral. And dang, it's just like all serious and somber. And you're like, cool. It's
actually quite beautiful.
It is beautiful.
What year was it?
It was obviously...
I don't know. I'm going to go off what you say.
I don't know. British...
Do you know who Judy Collins is?
No. I've heard the name, but I can't place it.
I don't know Clouds at all. And she did Pave Paradise, put up a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Should I say 60s or 70s?
I say 67.
No, maybe she didn't do that song, but she was around that time.
74. He said 67.
70. Oh, right in there.
Right in there.
All righty, today
is the greatest
day.
Yep. All your kids should be happy.
Are your kids?
It's bathtub party day.
What do you mean?
Okay, here's a good question.
Why can't I be happy about that?
Maybe this should be question of the day.
Bathtub party.
How old is too old to take a bath together?
Is this something you're working through?
Well, my kids, they just always want to take a bath. And I'm like, okay. But it's bathtub party day. They're going to want to take a bath. We got this bathtub.
For some reason, I feel like this isn't some kind of question we should answer over the radio.
I don't know. We already did, so it's probably going to show up on Facebook. Anyway, bathtub party day. It's also Ninja Day.
Oh!
What a day.
Great day.
And, of course, you guys probably get some wonderful super stew because it's National Comfort Food Day.
Oh, man, cornbread.
Speaking of comfort food, a really nice person dropped off a cake for me yesterday.
Yes, dude.
And I'm eating some of it today.
And cookies that were
cookies
amazing.
Were incredible.
Hey, whoever did that, you did awesome.
Yes.
Because all of it was so good.
The cookies had the perfect crispness on the outside, but still chewy in the middle. It was the best
cookie. Just wait till you eat the cake.
And minty goodness.
Oh, man. Yes.
The cake had black frosting on it, so at first I didn't trust it. But then, me being a sugar addict, I just ate it anyway. So if anybody's ever trying to poison me, that's how you do it. If you could work poison into a pack of sweet tarts,
all right,
you got me.
So that is all. By the way, Matt, poison comes in stevia.
What? Oh.
If you're watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah, truth.
Oh.
It does.
Oh.
It really does. We got to take a quick break coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. The question of the day. We're also going to be talking a little. Yesterday we mentioned tipping.
Yes, we got another
good news. It doesn't happen from Christians exclusively anymore.
Nope. We got some more jerks out there.
Awesome. Also, bundle up, it's snowing.
Woo!
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Snow!
Static.
It says that it's pulling up, but I don't believe it. Look at this. That says Google, even though up here it says traffic. Well, we know this. We know two things, people. We know that
it snowed.
It snowed outside, and we also know that there's a lot of construction going on at I-25 in Paseo. So we definitely know those things. Now, will that shut down construction, the snow?
I don't know. Whoa.
Okay. See what we got going on.
Oh, no. Not good news.
Not good news. There's an accident. I-25 at Alameda, exit 223. This happened at 648 just a little bit ago. That's the same thing. So be careful. Looks like somebody's already slipping up out there. We also have a disabled truck, I-40 West at Carlisle, exit 160. It doesn't look like it's getting backed up around there. But you guys be careful. It is snowy. I don't think it's icy, but just be careful anyway.
There you go.
The end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
In case you didn't know,
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out this year. This next year.
And the trailer released today. So what we did is we put a link up on our Facebook, and we're actually about to go watch it.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2. We're both uber nerds for Spider-Man.
We're uber nerds.
So here's the deal. We're going to go watch this trailer.
Heck yeah, we are.
And you are too. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
And then we're going to talk about it.
Then we're going to discuss it.
Let's have an open discussion.
I love it. Norma Jean for you in the meantime. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comic Corner.
Yeah! Comics Corner!
Let's do it, nerd!
Let's do it.
Impromptu Comics Corner!
Okay, we just watched the Spider-Man trailer and we're excited!
I am nerding out!
Excited! It actually looks pretty good!
The Amazing Spider-Man 2, the first trailer, officially revealed.
Oh, man, and it's...
We posted it on our Facebook page.
Okay, so the one of the big hang-ups with the other movie, which I loved the other movie.
It's my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Loved it.
Hands down.
But a lot of people were like, whatever, the preview was all about this untold story, and we basically got the same thing. And I get that, but I think they did that because now, obviously, from this new trailer, you're finding out more stuff. So they're stretching it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man!
Absolutely incredible. The first trailer is up. We posted it facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah, we're nerds.
Yeah, go to our Facebook. You'll see him. He's looking at you. Oh!
Good old Spider-Man.
Dude, it looks good.
Dude, since we did Comics Corner yesterday, so much has happened.
Yeah.
The girl, what's her name?
Galveston.
Galvatron. Was officially confirmed as Wonder Woman in the new Superman-Batman film. They have also gone on record to say The Flash
is going to make an appearance.
Which is interesting considering last night, The Flash made an appearance on Arrow.
Yep.
Or at least Barry Allen did.
Barry Allen.
Which was pretty awesome.
Oh, man.
I gotta say, man. It is a good time to be a comic book fan.
It really is. We got movies coming out the wazoo.
Yeah, May 2nd, right? So, yeah.
Oh, that's so much better because last year it was just July 4th.
Yeah.
2 weeks before The Dark Knight Rises. So it was like, Spider-Man, you're going to get pummeled.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the trailer, we see Green Goblin. We see Electro, of course. We see the Rhino thing.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Dude, that looked cooler than anything in the universe.
There's a scene at the end of the trailer where Spider-Man and Electro are fighting. And
that was incredible!
Electro is Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Oscar winner.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti is
Oscar
the Rhino.
Oscar winner. Sally Field is Aunt May. Oscar winner.
Chris Cooper?
I think he did win an Oscar.
Is he Harry? I mean, is he Norman
He's
Osborn?
He's Norman.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he said, not everyone has a happy ending. Yeah. And I was like, what? And then the guy that's playing Harry Osborn, Peter's best friend, his name is Dane DeHaan. He was the kid in that movie Chronicle that went nuts.
Yeah.
So he's perfect for Harry Osborn because Harry Osborn goes nuts.
Okay, you have to go watch the trailer. Look for the hidden things. Dr. Octopus's arms.
The vulture's wings. What?
It was like all these little things that were in the background that were just split second.
Man,
and
they're setting stuff up.
We know that they've already got confirmed dates for The Amazing Spider-Man 2, 3, and 4. And so obviously they've got a plan of attack because
Sinister Six, man. Yeah, Sinister Six. Okay, Sinister Six.
For those who aren't nerds, okay.
Sinister Six is the, like, six of Spider-Man's greatest villains or whatever. They decided they were all going to team up.
Otto Octavius, Dr. Octopus, says, hey, I can't beat Spider-Man on my own, and I'm a genius, so let's get together some peoples.
Yeah.
And puts together a crew of, like, the six deadliest foes of Spider-Man, and they become the Sinister
This is
six.
What I don't want. I don't want Green Goblin or Venom in there.
No.
No.
No, because, yeah, I
because
agree with you.
It's supposed to be, well, the traditional, it's Doc Ock, Vulture.
Vulture, yeah.
Sandman.
Electro.
Electro. And there's always, it's like Scorpion.
It's either Chameleon. Yeah, Scorpion.
Or Chameleon.
Or Shocker.
Or there's like variables.
Yeah, there are variables.
Oh, man. But Green Goblin is always, he's like a pinnacle. He's like arch villain, and then Venom is the other arch villain.
Right. But
so
they don't
always
play nice
kinda,
with others.
No,
so.
They've always kind of been like, no, I don't need a team.
Yeah.
I got this.
Dude, or Mysterio.
Or Mysterio.
Yeah, because he's been in there.
Well, it's like Rhino, Scorpion, Mysterio, yeah. Hydro Man, Sandman.
See, they have so
There's
many.
There's all
that,
these,
like,
Chameleon.
The big important ones have always been, Electro seems like he's always been a part of it.
Doc Ock
has always
Vulture.
Been, and Vulture, yes.
Yeah, they've always been in it. That's cool. And they showed the Vulture's wings, and there's a guy that was cast in a role, and it's rumored that it is Adrian Toomes.
That's right.
And that's who the Vulture is. And then those Doc Ock's arms were in there. Awesome.
We're nerding out, so we apologize.
Nerding out.
It's nerd moment. So you can get to our Facebook page if you would like to check out this trailer. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
One of the things that I really appreciate about this series comes from the Ultimate comic books, Ultimate Spider-Man, which was a Marvel line that came out, started in the 2000s, mm-hmm. early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And what it kind of modernized the origin story. And Oscorp has always been kind of behind everything.
Right.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, all the people kind of came out of Oscorp, and it's this evil corporation with Norman Osborn who's trying to do all this stuff, and he's just a bad dude at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this collateral damage, and all these experiments are resulting in people becoming, like, villains. But then it also inadvertently produces Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because the spider comes from Oscorp, and that's what happened in Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's interesting how they're, like, mixing stuff, because obviously Gwen Stacy and...
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it, in my
awesome.
Opinion, is you take the old, you take the classic Spider-Man, and then you take this new Ultimate version, which in the Ultimate Universe, the best thing about the whole universe, not just Spider-Man, is that it all tied together.
Yeah.
Everything made sense together, which, you know, after having, like, 50 or 60 years of continuity in the regular Marvel Universe, you can't make everything tie together.
Right.
Even no matter how much you go back and try to retcon it, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Because then people were like, but my favorite plot line was this one.
Right.
And you just got rid of it. So they started the Ultimate Universe.
Man.
Fresh start, different universe. Boom. And now the movies, the Marvel movies, like Marvel.
And this is
Disney.
Sony. This isn't even Marvel.
But I read an interview where Sony said they are working closely with Disney. With the Spider-Man, because they want to kind of...
It makes sense.
They want to echo what they did with the Avengers.
Right.
With just the Spider-Man universe. But man, it really makes me wonder if we're not going to see Spider-Man pop up in an Avengers movie one
day. Yeah, for those that aren't uber nerds like us, Spider-Man, he is part of the Avengers. And so it was always... The big hang-up was Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man in film form. And then, of course, Disney owns just about everything else of Marvel and Spider-Man cartoon, television. The hope is that they could reconcile and shake hands and say, hey, we could make a lot of money if we added Spider-Man's
we could
universe
all make
to
a
ours.
Lot of money. Gosh. I would make a lot of money off of that. And
How
I,
would you
I,
make a lot
I
of
wouldn't.
Money?
I wouldn't. I would spend a lot of money, but I would feel like I was making money because I would be so happy.
Amazing. So there it is, Impromptu Comics
Guys,
Corner.
Go to our Facebook
Sorry,
and check out
nerds.
The Spider-Man trailer. Let us know what you think. A lot of people weren't happy with the
Which
Amazing
shocks
Spider-Man.
Me. That, by far my favorite of all of the Spider-Man films.
Well, the hardcore Spider-Man people were like, that's not Spider-Man. He is a jerk. And he's not a nerd. But here's my thing. Okay. Let's take it back to the 50s or 60s.
Right.
Let's look at a nerd back then.
Yeah.
And you can look at it from, like, your older movies where there was a nerd.
Yeah.
It was a quiet dude, always did his homework, wore glasses, pocket protector, very, very, like, polite and respectful. Yes, so that's what Peter Parker was. But then, and this was echoed in the Ultimate Universe, let's fast forward to modern-day nerd. What is that kid going to do? More than likely, he's going to listen to, you know, alternative punk, whatever
hipster
music.
Or whatever.
He's probably going to be some kind of computer nerd, like hacking stuff. Yep. He's probably going to be a little bit of a jerk because, let's be honest,
elitist.
Every kid is a jerk nowadays. It's true. And
I think they did a great job.
Yeah, and like
they
the whole
a great job.
The whole the one thing I didn't like in Amazing Spider-Man was the stupid skateboarding thing. I don't care about that, but I understand now that more often than not, like, kids that feel like they are outcast do things
yeah.
like that. They play music, they skateboard.
Yeah.
You know, they computer hacks, they play video games.
Right.
And to me, it was like, this is the perfect picture of a modern-day nerdy kid.
Yeah.
He's kind of disrespectful yeah. because he's a kid.
Right.
You know, we forget about that. Like, people were like, he's so mean to Aunt May. And then I'm thinking, yeah, but,
you were that kid.
We're all that kid.
Right.
We were all
right.
that kid. No matter how sweet, like my sweet little mom that looks like Sally Field, I would be a little, you know, butthole to her. Because I was a kid, and I wasn't getting my way.
And that doesn't make it okay.
No, not at
right.
all. I'm just saying it's a good picture. I thought it painted a good picture of a modern-day nerdy kid.
Speaking of being a butthole.
Yeah.
Second from nerds to jocks.
Yeah.
So apparently, if you are a fan of Auburn, you're not allowed to talk about it. It's like Fight Club.
Well, you can't talk about it in front of
a Bama
fan. Roll Tide.
So apparently, you know, obviously this last week, Alabama, Auburn played. Auburn beat number one Alabama. They handed them their first loss. It was a big deal in the college
crazy.
Football world.
Crazy.
We are not necessarily crazy college football people. Like, we watch college football, but it was big enough that we knew, like, oh, snap.
Everybody knew.
Alabama lost to Auburn. It was a crazy deal. Well, the pocket of an Auburn fan slash waiter is a little lighter this week after bragging about the Tigers' win to the patron,
some
right?
customers.
Some customers bragging, oh man, but you're excited. It's like us right now. We're nerdy Spider-Man fans.
Yeah.
We are freaking out over this trailer.
I'm sure the waiter was just kind of like, hey, what about that game?
Oh man,
huh?
What about this amazing Auburn, blah, 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 blah. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Auburn's the best football program. I can't believe it, da, 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 da. And so then, you know, cool patron leaves, and the waiter goes up to grab the tab. And apparently
there was a tip.
There was a note, and the note was this: don't talk about being proud of Auburn to an Alabama fan. There's your tip. And under the tip, he wrote, "Roll Tide."
Roll Tide.
Left a zero tip. So the good news is, apparently, Christians aren't the only ones stiffing people when it comes to tips. It's crazy sports fans as
Gosh.
Well. Why are we all jerks?
The only thing that would have been better and horrible is if it would have said Roll Tide, John 3:16.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Mark, yeah. We do not play Guild Wars 2. I don't know what that is.
Obviously, it
he just
like a
tuned
video
in
game.
While eating Captain Crunch and wanted to ask us ladies, Steve-O and Mateo,
if we play Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
It's because we're being nerds.
I guess so.
Did he just stereotype us?
Well, he spelled my name wrong.
Oh. Did he spell mine right?
Yeah.
He did?
He did.
Okay.
Look. Let's double check. Boom.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Spelled it wrong.
Stevio and Matteo.
No, sorry. We don't play Guild Wars. Sorry to bum you out.
Sorry, dude.
Speaking.
Hey, thanks
nerds,
for listening, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer is up!
It's up. We put it on our Facebook. I'm going to go watch it about 40 more times.
On the way, some Mumford & Sons. Right now, it's Milo Green.
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
What's up, y'all? You know it's traffic time.
What?
So we still have a disabled truck, I-40 West at Carlisle, and then we have the accident that happened at I-25 in Alameda.
Or Alameda.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
Fine. That's fine. Root route.
People say it differently.
Tomato, tomato. But over
Alameda,
here in the mountains,
Alamato.
Is this the mountain?
Yes.
It is very slow.
Yeah, and very, very.
It's probably icy.
We know East Mountain Schools, yeah. Moriarty, Edgewood, closed for the day.
A lot of congestion on 40 westbound before you get into the city, like when you're coming out of the mountains. Very slow going. And then we have congestion on 40 eastbound before you get to the Big Eye. Looks like traffic's getting slowed up right there. I don't know if there's been an accident or anything, but I'm wondering if there has been because it's weird. It looks spotty, like right there. What's
yeah,
going on right
that's
there?
Weird.
Nobody knows. So be careful out there. Pay attention to what you're doing and listen to us, and we'll make you laugh.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Hey.
Question.
Yeah. Question.
Of the day question.
Let me hear it.
Well, I just read this survey, according to a new study, and I thought we could give some real insight into this.
Okay.
Obviously, one of the biggest decisions you can make in your entire life is getting married.
Yes.
Who to marry, when to get married.
Right.
All of those things. Well, according to a new study, if you get a case of the pre-vow jitters, or cold feet as they like to call it,
right.
if your gut is telling you to say I don't, you should say I don't.
Mm.
But here's the thing. It's according to this new study from Journal Science, Florida State University researchers had 135 couples who were married less than 6 months fill out a questionnaire about marital satisfaction.
Right.
Now,
well, two things, though, because that's still kind of honeymoon phase.
See, and so that's the thing. It says, although many of their responses were optimistic, participants' automatic... Yeah, there you go. Automatic attitude or gut reaction toward their partners weren't always warm and fuzzy.
Oh, yeah.
Researchers gauge these gut instincts by flashing photos of the spouse, followed by adjectives like awesome, terrific, or awful, as it turned out. Couples reported marital happiness tended to match their knee-jerk reactions. One conclusion from the study is that the gut feeling about your partner should be enough to warrant leaving them at the altar.
Whoa.
Yeah. According to this new study.
Whoa.
So, I thought I would tease this because we're going to have Michelle Schroff in studio here very soon.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about this because it's like... Hey, according to this one study, if you're not super stoked and happy, just, you know, Splitsville. Or,
well,
hey,
no.
if you're getting that gut reaction before, I feel like...
That's part of it.
I was just about to say...
Cold feet is part of it.
I had those jitters.
It's a big decision.
It's the biggest decision of your life.
Yeah.
And for the believer, man, we were talking marriage yesterday.
Yep.
You know, when we went to lunch yesterday, and we were talking about marriage and the fact that before God instituted a church... He instituted marriage, which is why it is such a sacred covenant, which is why it is so important, which is why it's so vital that we get the definition of it right.
Well, I think, too, you shouldn't just fly up into it. And
right.
So kind of the good thing about this survey, it's like you need to think about it.
Absolutely.
I see that. But
it's based on warm fuzzies.
Yeah, you can't base a decision like this on warm fuzzies. It's kind of like, well, moving out here,
yeah,
which is nowhere near as big as the decision was for me and Dawn to get married. But moving out here, I mean, it wasn't all warm fuzzy feelings when
right.
I was in that U-Haul.
Yeah.
You know, going 40 miles an hour. It wasn't like, oh, man. In fact, it was like, gosh, was this worth it?
Right.
You know, and then like having to leave everybody. Any
yeah.
big decision you make, you can't base... You know, your ultimate decision on your feelings.
On your warm fuzzies.
Because it's human nature to be like, no, it's going to be hard, so I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
So, well, I would say maybe it's more Western nature to do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm sure there are cultures around the world where it's like, no, I'm going to do it because this is the most difficult thing.
Right.
You know? But that means it's right.
Right.
But, yeah, especially here in our country, it's like, well, it's kind of hard, so... There's been some hardship, and I don't always feel great about it, so obviously God's telling me not to do it. I better not do it.
Yeah, it's interesting to see this study, and my least favorite part about this marriage study is that they surveyed 135 couples who were married less than 6 months. I'll tell you what, you survey somebody who's been married less than 6 years even.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've been married less than that. It's still... I don't want to say an up in the air, but the more that the more that my wife and I, you know, we dig into marriage books and we dig into different things. And we found something where they were talking about, like, year eight is where you truly, that's the first year that you,
get
year eight. And wow. I was like, dang, year eight. And then we got to that point. We're at year 11, you
that's
know,
awesome.
Working on year 12. And survey us now, you know, and marriage is a challenge. It's the most rewarding relationship, earthly relationship that you can have. But like, it's definitely difficult. It's not warm fuzzies 24/7.
It seems like if you talk to people, like I'm super blessed to still, my parents are still together.
Yeah.
Before, like, both of my grandmothers had passed away, but my grandparents were all still together.
Yeah.
You know, and if you talk to them about it, they were like, well, it wasn't easy.
Right.
And
we had
to go through crap together, but we went through it together and it was worth it.
Right.
You know, so you go through, I mean, you can go through, whenever you love something, you also, on the flip side of the coin, become the most vulnerable that you can possibly be with that person.
Yeah.
You know, like when you truly love someone, they can hurt you more than anyone else.
When you love somebody,
yep.
I don't know the words. My bad.
Dale Puckett, where are you? But anyway, so marriage can be devastatingly horrible and incredible. You know, like wonderfully incredible at the same time, because you're the most vulnerable you have to be with somebody else. You're trying to, you know, bend your will to someone else.
Yeah.
Which is, that's why it's a picture of our relationship with God. Because, you know, ultimately,
Man, we are called to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And Christ died
and
for
you can't
the church.
You can't walk around. Yeah, he
died
for the church.
He sacrificed himself.
So if you're walking around like, no, it's a mess of all the time.
Yeah.
Ha! I don't think that's what it's supposed to be at all.
Yeah, dude. So here's the deal. We got to take a quick break. It's just before 8 o'clock. But I wanted to post this on our Facebook page as the question of the day.
Yeah.
We have, whether it's teenagers through 80-year-olds listening to static radio, and marriage is vitally important. And so we thought, hey, let's survey this static audience, because according to this study, cold feet means you shouldn't get married. But we thought, hey, let's throw this out there for everyone. What do you guys say? What's some cool marriage advice you have? Something you were told? 505-338-3700 or again, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to get into this discussion in the 8 o'clock hour. Quick break, right back with more. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Hey everybody, we're going to do some traffic because there's been some more accidents. We have an accident at Coors Boulevard North at Ladera Drive / St. Joseph's Drive. That happened at about 8 o'clock, so just 15 minutes ago. Also, Eagle Ranch South at Paseo, there's an accident that happened 10 minutes ago. We have a lot of congestion around the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Also, the disabled vehicle at Carlisle and exit 160. And then again, through the mountains to the east of the city, it is very slow going.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Because it's probably icing up there. It is still snowing. So
it's coming back down again.
Yeah. You guys be careful out there. Pay attention to what you're doing.
It stopped and then it started. It's happening.
Yeah. But that's your look at traffic. Be careful.
Yeah. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch 4001. Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And we were talking about marriage.
Yep.
We posted this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Obviously, getting married, one of the biggest decisions of your entire life.
Yeesh.
But according to a new study from the journal Science, Florida State University researchers, they had 135 couples married less than 6 months fill out a questionnaire about marital satisfaction and came to the conclusion that if you come down with a case of pre-vow jitters or cold feet, as they call it, that you should just say, I don't.
Ooh.
So we thought we'd ask the question of the day. Let's examine this, whether the cold feet, the pre-marriage jitters, what you have you. Because nowadays, it's one of those, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Or don't if it feels good,
do it.
Do it.
Just do it, Nike.
Run with your emotions. And so we thought we'd ask actual married people who've been married longer than, say, 6 months.
Yeah, and in a moment, State University. We're going to call an expert.
Yes, we are. So let's take some Facebook. What do we got?
Facebook, we are lighting up. Lauren says, cold feet shows too much doubt. How can anyone make a lifelong commitment with doubt in your heart? Soul searching has to be done. Don't marry until you have complete faith in God and your spouse-to-be. I kind of agree with you, Lauren, but I kind of don't because
agreed.
I totally, totally knew the right decision for me was to marry Dawn.
Amen.
Absolutely. Knew it. And the day of our wedding, I freaked out.
Right.
Freaked out. Totally. I got ready 2 hours before the wedding and sat in the little groom suite by myself watching TV for 2 hours.
I watched Prince of Egypt. I'm with you. I was just like, cool, man. I knew. We went through pre-marriage counseling.
Yep, we did too.
Some serious soul searching and prayer through it. But that doesn't negate those wedding day jitters because you're making the biggest decision of your life.
Like it was so much of a. I knew this was supposed to happen. Like God had done so much in my life and Dawn's life. And I really think he was kind of like, he was blessing me through catering to my doubts and my fears.
Right.
Because I knew, and I can look back now and say, no, there is nothing in this world that can tell me that I made the wrong decision. Like, straight up, so much stuff in my happened in my life, like, I don't have an excuse to ever doubt that there's not a God now. Because if I did, I would be lying to myself. Because so much crazy stuff worked out. For just based on that, you know, like if I had to have one experience that I could look to in my life and say, is there a God? That is more than enough. Mm. But thankfully, and somehow I'm blessed, I have a lifetime of experiences. And I know some people don't have that. And that's really confusing for me. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Anyway, but despite all of that assurance and all of that just real belief and faith and yes, this is the right thing to do,
you knew.
You can still freak out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because emotions are exactly that. They're emotions.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, and this is a terrible, terrible analogy, but right before you get on a roller coaster, even the most seasoned roller coaster people that love roller coasters get nervous.
Yeah.
And they get, they're like,
what's the thrill of it?
It's the thrill. You're right.
And so, we got a ton of comments already.
Evan says, amen, Audrey. Aubrey.
So now we got to find who
so what
Aubrey
did,
said.
Aubrey said, depends on why you have cold feet.
Okay.
If that's the person you're about to marry, if it's that the person you're about to marry doesn't truly love or follow Christ, then your unrest is probably God sent. If you have cold feet because you're too selfish to change your life and routine to accommodate someone else, you need to realize that marriage and kids are the river God uses to smooth your rough edges and teach you self-sacrifice and that loving someone else will be more of a blessing in the long run than a choice. Woo!
Yeah, dude, you know...
Aubrey, thank you.
Dream is like a river.
Ever changing as it flows. And the dream is just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's behind you. Never knowing what's in store. Makes each day a constant battle. Just to drive through the snow. I made up that last one.
So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will...
Sorry. Sail my vessel to the river, run track. Let's see what else. Evan says, no, whoever God puts in your life and allows you to love and serve that person with conditional love, like Jesus, maybe he meant unconditional love, then we never have cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
Evan.
Says the dude that's not married.
All right, now I'm going to see if this guy's married. What if he's been married for like 70 years
or
something?
I know, I'm just kidding.
How do you have a Facebook? How do you even know how to work a computer? Nah.
Yeah, no, that's Evan. That's Evan, who is not.
Evan, we love you.
So, yeah, see, here's the problem.
My feet are always cold, so I guess I should never marry. You're right, Crystal.
Dude, living
it's out.
And right now, it's snowing, so your feet are definitely going to be a little chilly. Do you think there's a difference between, like, pre-wedding jitters and cold feet?
Huh. Kevin says, you guys only get cold feet because you don't have the best wife in the world. Sorry, but I married her.
Boom! Oh.
That's called a hubby juke.
Yeah, right there. You just deposited some points.
Boom!
Some money into that bank of love.
They can be
Good
redeemed.
Job. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Learn that at
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're curious, so your thoughts. According to a new survey, getting married, of course, biggest decision of your life.
Biggest decision. Well, that's the sad thing is nowadays it's kind of like it's becoming another throwaway decision.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's just like going out with somebody in junior high. You try it out for a while. If it doesn't work, get rid of it.
Exactly. And that's probably the flip side of it is if you are getting those pre-wedding jitters, mm-hmm. it's because you, A, possibly... Because I know for me,
yeah.
marriage is a lifelong... This is till death do us part,
yep.
the end period, no matter what.
Sail my vessel, though the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
Yeah.
Both.
And so it's okay because you're thinking... This is the biggest decision for the rest of your life because...
Yes.
A lot of people go into it flippantly so they don't have those jitters because they're like, well, if this doesn't work out, it's like buying a car. I'll just trade this one in. I'll get a shinier, newer car with less miles on it, and we'll be good. But that's not the way it works. It is
people are not cars,
commitment.
People.
Yeah.
People are not vehicles.
Yeah, stop test driving it before you purchase it. Know what I'm saying?
Why'd I get the cow and I get the milk? Have you ever heard that analogy?
Yes.
I got to tell
it.
I'm going to tell a tour story soon, but let's go to the phone. We got a phone call.
Static.
Yo, what up, guys?
What up?
So I remember when I got married almost eight years ago, April 2006, we got married. And I remember we got married on April 22nd, and I was like so hot in my tuxedo.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I was sweating. I was sweating up a storm.
Yeah.
My face was so red. I mean, I'm sweating, and like one of my friends, he tells me, not my best man, one of my friends in the wedding, he goes, well, I know you're nervous now, he goes, but wait till tonight, all your stress will be gone. And I was like, and so he gave me something to look forward to. But
little did you know, it gets worse.
No, stop it.
I'm kidding.
But you know what, one thing that I tell all the people now, you know, who are getting married is, I tell them, spend more time planning your marriage, planning your life, than you do planning your wedding.
Man, amen.
Because that's the mistake we made. We spent a lot of time planning our wedding, and we neglected. I mean, we did the pre-marriage counseling, all that stuff, but we neglected the whole, counsel of learning how to communicate. You know,
right.
Man, I leave my socks on the floor. You know, all kinds
Wait, just
of stuff,
your socks? Because so. I got a trail of like pants
Dude.
And shirt and yeah.
Tim and Stephanie, Tim Skipper and Stephanie Skipper, back in Nashville.
Yeah.
And what you just said is it reminded me of it. Every person comes into any relationship, especially marriage, with their own story.
Right.
And so that's why it's so vital that you not base how much you get to know a person really on... That's why it's a lifelong process, you know? Because it can take you 10 years to realize that it gets on your wife's nerves when you leave your socks on the floor. And you're like, why does that get on your nerves? And then she says, because me growing up... And then you learn this whole story of a person, you know?
Yeah.
And they have all these layers and layers of some reason for some... That you look at something, you're like, it's just my socks on the floor. And then they're like, yeah, but when I would do that, I would get in trouble. And then my relationship with my dad fell apart. And then, you know, or my mom fell apart. And then blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And they have all this stuff. And it all, for them, relates to socks on the floor.
Right.
You know, the weirdest part for me is... And I hope nobody recognizes my voice and knows who my wife is at this point, because I'm about to let something out. The weirdest part for me is the first time that my wife ever did something that I'd never heard while we were dating.
What's
you know
that?
What I mean?
Oh, yeah.
She had some flatulence. She had some gas.
She had some bubbles up in her tummies.
I was like, what the heck was that?
Right.
And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, no, don't ever do that again. Yeah, that
girls don't do that.
Whatever,
they
dude.
Don't do that.
Whatever. I think it's cute.
All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
The cute toot.
Cute toot.
Cute toot.
Oh, man.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're opening up a can of worms. Hey. Cold feet apparently means you shouldn't get married, at least according to Florida State University researchers. So
let's call an expert.
We thought rather than get the expert opinion of Florida State researchers, we would talk to people who've actually been married longer than 6 months.
Yeah.
These researchers surveyed couples married less than 6 months, 135 different couples. And, yeah, come to find out, basically, if you got cold feet, their suggestion was run.
Yes.
Run away if you have any doubt whatsoever, because apparently when you find the one, it's just warm fuzzies forever.
Like Stefan says, best advice I got. There's no such thing as the one when you get married. Your spouse is the one.
Amen.
As far as cold feet goes, I'm with Mateo. When you know, you know. You know? Which was, I remember people.
We're sorry.
Oh, give me that.
Did you dial it?
I probably didn't. I suck at long distance.
Long distance.
Long
I remember, it's so funny because, man, being in college, it was like, I was like, I've got to get married.
Right.
And so, you know, you're like asking people, well, how do you know? And then the number one answer you get is like, man, when you know, you just know. And it's like when you're in a band and people say, you just got to keep doing what you're doing, man. You're like, quit giving me these answers. They don't make sense. Open the word and tell me something.
Hello?
Hey, mama.
Hello? Hey.
I was just
Good
screaming.
Morning.
I was
Good
screaming
morning.
At the audience.
I know. He wasn't yelling at you. He was. He's screaming. Are you listening to the show this morning, mama?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Have you been listening to the show this morning?
I have not been listening to the show this
She's
morning.
At work.
Oh, you're at work. Okay. Well, we don't want to take too much of your time, but here's the deal. We're talking about marriage. According to a new study from Florida State University, researchers surveyed 135 couples married less than 6 months, and they came to find out if you had cold feet or pre-wedding jitters that you should just run, that you shouldn't get married because... if you don't have those warm fuzzies, then chances are marriage isn't going to last and you should just run while you can, because they were reporting that marital happiness tended to match their knee-jerk emotional reactions. And so that was according to some quote-unquote marriage experts at Florida State University. So we thought we'd get some actual
expert opinion
on marriage.
Expert opinion.
So you can be honest. When you and Murray were about to get married, were you nervous in any way, shape, or form?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Please tell us about this. Please share. Enlighten our audience.
Well, I think if you're not nervous a little bit, that maybe I think you should be nervous a little. I mean, I believe it's such an important decision, and that you expect and want and anticipate to last for the rest of your life, that you should be a little nervous. And yes, I was, and I know he was too.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's so many things you don't know about when you get married, because you have to work through them. And it doesn't matter what anybody else tells you. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. You have to wait and apply all that to your own marriage personally. And so I think that a little bit of nerves is, I mean, I think that's probably good to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, and really that study, I think, in my opinion, is like any other study. You know, there are too many variables that could be, in that situation. So,
absolutely.
Mama, do you remember?
However, I will say,
go ahead. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
You're interrupting your mom.
I know. I thought she was done. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know I'm not done, Matthew. But I will say this, though. I think there's probably a level of being nervous and having, you know, jitters and all that, and to really feeling in your heart that you are not following the, you know, God's call, the person, that this is not the person that God has called you to.
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference in that. And so this study doesn't take that into account, I don't believe. So, you know, that's what I think about that.
Well, there you go. See, that's good. Wisdom.
Yes. Mama, do you remember how nervous I was?
Absolutely. Yes, you were so nervous, Matthew. I will never forget that.
I went and sat in that room for hours by myself.
Man.
You did. And then I remember you called Dave and said, will you please come here?
Yeah. I did.
To me,
Dave was my faithful friend.
Having a baby, You could read 1,000 books on being a parent, but I'll tell you what, man, nothing prepares you like having a child and yeah. being a parent. Something
and why with marriage?
And right, and something even on a smaller scale, like purchasing your first home. I mean, these are big decisions that sadly I think people make flippantly, where it's like nowadays in the world of credit cards and fast foods, they don't have to put weight behind decisions because at the end of the day for them, they can just get a divorce or they can just put it on a credit card or they can just yeah. upend and they don't put any thought or weight behind it. And maybe that's why they don't have the cold feet, because they're thinking they can just escape if they want.
I think you're probably right. It's really the culture that we live in America.
Yeah.
It's that mindset for a lot of people. And you're probably right. That's why they don't worry about any feelings that they have, because they think, well, it's not going to matter anyway. If it doesn't work out, we'll just fail.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how many years have you been married?
I've been happily married for 31 and a half years.
Yeah.
There you go. 31 and a half. That's incredible. I love it.
Yeah.
And expert advice.
1.5 years into that marriage, the biggest blessing ever came into the world.
And that is so true.
I know. Way better than Kimberly or Allison, probably.
You are my sweetest baby boy.
Yay! I'm her only boy.
See, I love your answer, because that's like my mama's answer, because I was the firstborn, so I've always... me and Matt are like
similar.
Twins. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
And so I always said mom loves me most, and my mom always reminds that she's loved me longest.
Oh.
And so... So there you go.
You have 3 kids, don't you, Steve?
I do have 3.
He does now. Middle child.
Oh, that's like my brother. He is the middle child.
Yeah.
Because we were 19 and 18 months apart, and it's like the middle one is crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. Kimberly's crazy?
Kimberly's smart.
Yeah.
She's too
smart. When you're that close together, like for you, Kimberly and Allison, y'all really never knew anything any different.
Right.
Never knew anything any different. That's just kind of how it always was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like...
Steve, when Allison was born and Kimberly was already toddling around, so, yeah.
And, but Eva, my niece, she just had a new sister come along a couple years ago.
Okay.
How old's Emma? She's 2?
Emma's 1.5. Kimberly was 6 okay. when Emma came along.
Okay.
Or Eva was 6?
Eva was 6 when Emma was born. Sorry. Yeah.
So Eva yeah. had to deal, like, she, when Emma came along and then Kimberly is constantly with the baby,
mm-hmm.
like, Eva, in her little kid way, you know, she acted out
right.
because she didn't understand why she wasn't getting all of the attention anymore.
See, all of these things people don't take into
yeah.
account. This is exactly why we're doing this conversation on marriage, because I think people don't think down the road
yeah.
into the future. As one caller said, you spend so much time planning your wedding, but you don't spend any time planning the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but I'll tell you what, Eva is awesome. she really is. She got through
well,
like
yeah.
the acting out stuff, and now she's totally awesome big sister.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for your wedding expertise.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Hey,
love you. Have a good day.
We will. It's snowing. It's snowing. I'll take a picture for you.
Yeah, send me a picture.
I will. Right. Love you.
Love you too. Bye, Steve-o.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
She's the sweetest.
We just tell people we love
in the world.
Them.
I, man,
that's how we've
that's
always
good.
Been.
That's good.
We're like, love you. Okay.
She's a sweetheart.
That's fine.
Some wedding expertise advice there.
We've got some expertise going on from our fantastic star listeners.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are the stars at this radio station.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are talking about a survey coming from Florida State University. Some researchers surveyed 135 couples married less than 6 months. They had them fill out a questionnaire about marital satisfaction. Why would you do that within the first year of marriage? Because, man, that year is rough. You're getting to know this person.
Yeah, I think they wanted to do the honeymoon phase.
I was going to say, for some...
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Honeymoon phases are completely different for couples depending upon the situation.
Very true.
Some are already freaking live together. When it comes to the wedding, ain't nothing new but the cake.
Yep.
Because they've already been testing the waters and living together and sleeping together.
And sometimes the cake isn't even new. Sometimes you go to the discount aisle at Kroger or whatever, and you get a cake.
I'm just saying, and so then you have a completely different, this is probably what your mom was talking about, those the differences in that first 6 months, because maybe some people have already been living together for years, so
yeah.
it's not necessarily a different relationship. Whereas for, I know my wife and I, It was a culture shock. All of a sudden, I have a roommate that I am living with, and we are in an intimate relationship all of a sudden. And it's a very different thing. And so I think there's so many variables that...
I think that's why marriage is such a blessing, that we don't look at it. Because if we were recognizing marriage... Because, traditionally, marriage has been like a lockdown.
Yeah, man.
And, of course, we're all humanity, and it's... So many people screw up their marriages. Every married couple is susceptible to
absolutely
just ruin.
Yeah,
you know, because every person is. But I think marriage was you two are for life. So you had wiggle room to mess up, because at the end of the day, you guys were going to be together
forever,
right. No matter what, till death do you part. You know, and I know that adultery and stuff, that, you know, it's such a divisive, devastating thing that even Jesus, God himself, said, hey, if you can't handle this, then you can walk away.
Right. But I will also say, from my perspective, that Jesus also said, hey, because of your hardness of heart, he allowed a certificate of divorce.
Yeah.
But from the beginning, it was not
so. It wasn't so.
From the beginning, it was till death do you part.
Yeah.
No matter freaking what, God can guide you through anything. He's the God of restoration, of redemption, and he can get you through that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, because we can't, adultery breaks down a marriage. It severs that, and you have to build a solid new foundation, and sometimes people just can't hang. They can't do it.
But yeah.
And they don't. But I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah, through the grace of God, you can.
You can. So I think a lot of times we're so caught up in this emotional crap that when I see studies like this, it makes me want to punch things, because you're like, dude, come on, man.
Give it a chance.
If you have those jitters, there's a huge difference between having jitters and cold feet and then God saying, hey, man, you are jumping into something that is not right. Now, here's the thing. I have a very good friend who did that, who had these pre-wedding jitters and was getting cold feet, and it wasn't a relationship founded in Christ. They were not equally yoked. And I remember the counsel that I gave beforehand of, dude, you should not then.
Yeah.
But this person did. And once the I do comes, there's no, hey, man, you know what?
Redo.
I was already having these jitters, and now I shouldn't. Yeah. No, dude, you said I do. This is a till death do you part matter, my friend.
It always worries me, and I'm not throwing a blanket statement out there.
Yeah.
Because I know quite a few of our listeners, especially within the Christian realm, get married kind of young.
Well, that's because they want to get busy, and so it's like, hey, we should probably do something
about this.
It
worries me, though. Like, I couldn't.
I know.
And it's probably just because when I was that young, I couldn't handle it.
Is
like,
this
I thought
honesty?
I could handle it. I thought I could handle it totally. You know, but the reason I say this is now, couples my age, I know it's freaking snowing. Yeah. Couples my age, when they got married younger, now they are having problems.
Right.
And every one of them is saying, well, I was young when I made the decision. I didn't know what I was doing. And it was like, well, you shouldn't have freaking done it.
Right.
Why did you do it?
Yeah, you can't look back and say, well, because of A, B, and C now, maybe we just shouldn't be together. Because
there's
that
always
not...
going to be an excuse for a bad decision.
Right.
Always.
Right, right.
So don't make them. Take my own advice, right?
Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hello.
I made you the cookies and the cake.
Oh,
the cake is so good.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh,
I just had a big old piece of cake.
I will say, I thought it was a trap because you used black icing.
Yeah.
But.
Well, okay, there's a story behind it.
I want to hear
this. Sorry about the black icing, because I thought I had pink for Dawn.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But I went to look for it, and I realized, oh, I took it with me to Needles.
Needles, California?
Yes, and you guys mentioned Needles on Monday, so
we did.
So excited. I was like, oh my gosh, they mentioned Needles. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for not using that icing.
No.
I wouldn't have trusted that even more.
It probably would have been really, really super hot.
Yeah, dude. Oh, Needles.
Needles.
So, why were you in Needles?
Oh, I'm from Needles.
Oh, Needles is such a wonderful place.
What a terrible place to be from. I'll be honest with you. Needles was a bad guy in Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah.
How could you trust a town named Needles?
Well, yeah, I guess so. It is super hot and everybody breaks down.
Yeah,
so I guess
it's the worst.
Amen.
It's I'm sorry, it's the worst.
No, it's okay. That's what everybody says. How could you live there? Oh, my gosh, it's so hot. But you do.
If you don't know any different, it's like what
that's
we're talking
all you
about.
Got.
If you don't know any different.
Hey, thank you so much for the cookies and the cake. It's great.
Yes, can I say one more thing about what about your baking skills? The cookies had the perfect amount of crispy little edge, but like the chewy middle, and it was the perfectly baked cookie. And I need to know how you did that.
Delicious.
It was seriously incredible.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you liked it.
So thank you.
I just followed the recipe, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's how they came out so good.
Yeah, you followed directions well, then. Good job, you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I know you guys are busy, but I also wanted to comment on the marriage thing.
Please do. That's what we're talking about.
My husband and I, we did things a little backwards. We had a baby first. We lived together, and we had a baby first. And then we got married.
Okay.
And so just coming from that side of things, I guess it's just I was still super, super nervous about marrying him.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I was still like, okay, I could still kind of get out of this. And, you know, I'd be fine raising our daughter on my own. And, you know, I could. And I came from a Christian family, so I knew what I was doing was not the best.
Right.
But no, I was super, super nervous about marrying him. But I think that just, like your mom said, I think a little nerves are good. Because we really hadn't been together very long when I got pregnant. And then we got married when our daughter was a year old.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, at that point, I was still thinking, you know, maybe I could, you know, if this doesn't work, you know, we could still kind of get out of it, you know, or whatever. But, and so I was totally shocked when he asked me to marry him because I was thinking, he's not, because before when we first got together, he was like, you know, he came from a broken home and all the marriages that he had seen didn't, you know, they didn't work out.
Right.
And so I was thinking, he's never going to ask me. And at the time, I was okay with it. Well, then I got pregnant, and I was like, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah.
So we got to get married.
You got to ask me now.
You're stuck now, buddy. Sorry. But I think a little nerves are totally fine because now we've been together, and now we have another kid, and we've been together 10 plus years now. So it does work out. I think a little nerves are okay, and you have to get through that first year. Doing a study at 6 months
is stupid,
not
right?
Very smart.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That's what we were thinking. It's like, why? Well, I mean, I understand getting some people from them, but why not cover the whole spectrum?
Dude, if you had surveyed me at 6 months of marriage, I was crazy because my wife and I, we got married fast.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the, hey, everybody should do, because it worked out with us. This is how everybody should do it. Because we met and I had been praying for a wife. I was constantly like, man, ask. And so then my dear friend Joey Belleville told me, dude, you need to stop dating. You just need to give up on this. And so make a commitment to just search and seek the Lord. So I was like, you know what? All right, I'm going to do this. And I'm making this commitment. And I remember meeting my wife shortly thereafter. We got married fast, and then 3 months into our marriage, she got pregnant. So, like, A, I was learning how to live with another human being, a female. We were intimate. That's new. And now she's pregnant. So 3 months into our marriage, her hormones went nuts, and she was a completely different person from the 3 months ago person that I'm still trying to get used to being in a living situation with. And so 6 months into our marriage, I was with a 3 month pregnant lady with crazy hormones and a brand new roommate type thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, of course the survey is going to be crazy.
Right.
It was freaking nuts. But you know what? Through the grace of God, like by the grace of God alone, we're in our 11th year of marriage, and God is incredible. And that's why it's so frustrating with these surveys where they just say, hey, man, if you're getting jitters or if you're feeling this way, you should just scoot out of town and who cares, you know?
It's it's ridiculous. Well, and if they did the study in Florida, I mean, aren't they all beautiful or old people?
Amen.
I mean, I mean, maybe that's just South Beach, but I mean,
maybe that's just South Beach.
It was Florida
that's
State University.
A blanket statement for Florida. Sorry,
gosh, that was amazing.
Hey, it's all good. My wife's from Florida, and she knows everybody down there is crazy. Crazy.
True story. True story.
You're either at Disney World or you're crazy.
Yeah, true. Well, my brother-in-law is from Florida, and yes, he's crazy.
There you go. Amazing. Thank you so much for the comment.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye.
All right. Let's Needles, California, a little less awful to me now.
Little less awful, but mostly still awful.
Yeah. We're talking about marriage. If you're just joining us, we found a survey from Florida State University. Researchers had 135 couples married less than 6 months fill out a questionnaire about marital satisfaction. Now, what's interesting is many of their conscious responses were optimistic. They had great attitudes towards their spouses. They decided to gauge on knee-jerk reactions. Researchers gauged these gut instincts by flashing photos of the spouse, followed by adjectives like awesome, terrific, or awful. And as it turned out, couples reported marital happiness tended to match the knee-jerk reactions. One conclusion for the study said, the gut feeling about your partner may be enough to warrant leaving them. So we thought we would get some actual conversation going, some discussion going about marriage.
Well, Thebes has some fantastic points, and I want to read them. He
absolutely.
Says, number one, don't follow your heart. Take into consideration the people around you. If your friends and family are second-guessing the person you are thinking of marrying, you should also second-guess the decision.
Hmm.
He says, and for girls, always listen to your dad. I'm sure that's,
he's got daughters.
He means yes, he definitely means in a healthy father-daughter relationship.
Oh, man.
But he says, before you marry, think of the worst thing in the world that your spouse could do, i.e. cheating, spending you into unfathomable debt, etc. If you think you can't forgive them for those things, then you are not committed. Marriage is for the rest of your life. Yep. Take it seriously. Guys, we are to love our wives as Christ loves the church. We, parentheses, the church, are prostitutes, and Jesus loves us and will never leave us no matter how much we put other stuff before him. Love your wife no matter what they do or how they react to what you do. Woo!
If you'd like to have an awesome biblical study on what Thebes is just saying, go read the book of Hosea.
Oh, dude. Is that when the Lord was like, hey, go marry
Gomer.
Gomer the prostitute.
First of all, her name's Gomer. Second of all, she's a
Hosea
prostitute.
And her name was Gomer, I would have been like, Lord, come on. Can her name be, you know, anything other than Gomer? Can it at least be a girl's name? Sorry.
Static.
This is Gomer.
Hey, Gomer.
Hey, Gomer, how you doing? You're a girl, aren't you?
This is insane.
Hey, Sonny.
I've been married for 25 years. And
amazing.
My husband and I knew right away when we met each other, we were friends. And then we started dating. And by the time we met, the time we got married was 9 months.
Wow.
And it was, so we knew. I mean, it was just like
right.
We knew we were supposed to be married.
Yep.
So, and it was not easy all the time. We've been through our ups and downs. But right now we have 3 kids. They're all in school at the same time. We have 2 daughters. And they have both said that they want to marry someone just like their dad and just like their brother. And they don't date very easily. They have their standards set very high because they have watched how their dad treats me.
That's
and he
incredible.
Treats me like a queen. And
that's
I treat
cool.
him in turn like a king.
Yeah.
But it's just like in the Bible that God expects the husband to treat his wife.
Man, you are called to love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
You said that earlier. And Christ sacrificed his life. He gave up his life for the church. So, yeah, agreed.
Exactly. And also, I've done one of my own surveys. I've worked in several places where I work with, the community. And every time I see old people that look happy, I always ask them, you know, what's your secret to being married for so long? And without fail, the husband will say, there are 2 words. I'll ask them, what words would summarize your marriage secret? And they would say, yes, dear.
Right. Amazing. Amazing. Sonny, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thank
you. You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
It's a blizzard out here in the East Mountains.
I was going to say,
it is in town, but
it's coming down. It's down in town now, so there you go.
Be careful out there.
All right. Joining us in studio now, Brian Nixon. entering the show.
Mateo and Steve-O.
Yeah.
It's always great to be on with you guys. I thought because it was such a beautiful snowy morning,
yes. Right.
I needed to come and say hi and,
hello.
And encourage you. And if Dawn is listening,
she's probably not.
She's not. She's at school.
She's at school.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
just want to welcome her
woo!
To snowy New Mexico, which of course, as you pointed out earlier in the week, we have the best state flag in the nation.
Yeah.
We also apparently have the best food according to Forbes magazine last
awesome.
Year. And not only that, New Mexico has one of the top tourist yearning yeah. tourist destinations. I guess apparently more people want to
see
we're
the
second
Breaking
on the
Bad
list.
House,
no, well, see New Mexico. I guess Charlotte
Walter
was
White's
number
house.
One and then
Charlotte.
New Mexico was number
Charlotte?
Two.
That
okay,
so random.
Dawson's Creek.
There you go.
See?
So here's what we're talking about. Love. Marriage.
Well, people love New Mexico. They want
yeah,
to
they
marry
do.
New Mexico.
But here's the thing.
I'm marrying it.
B-Nizzle, you've been married for...
22 years.
22 wow. years. Now, there's a new study coming out from Florida State University where researchers had 135 couples married less than 6 months fill out this questionnaire. And the consensus they came to is if you come down with a case of the pre-vow jitters or cold feet, if your gut is telling you to say no, you should run far away. So we're kind of discussing that because I'm trying to... I don't think I've heard one married person yet say, nah, man, I didn't have any jitters. I didn't have any cold feet.
We've heard quite a few unmarried people say, jitters
man.
Is wrong.
Which is probably one reason why you may not be married yet, if that is what you're waiting for.
Terrible.
However... can I ask, when you and Melanie were about to get married, did you have any jitters, any nerves?
Sure, I think so. I think it's kind of a natural human experience to say, boy, I'm entering in, particularly as a Christian, I'm
right.
entering in a serious relationship.
Life-long
this is
lifelong
covenant. Covenant. Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, I also trusted the Lord through all of this. And I just go, Lord, you're going to show us, you're going to lead us, you're going to guide us by your spirit through thick and thin. And I can honestly say, and I know this always freaks people out, but 22 years later, we've never been in any kind of serious fight.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's because Melanie doesn't really speak much. She just kind of hangs out.
Oh,
and she's
yeah.
like chill and she smiles yeah. and she's pretty amazing.
Yeah. No, she talks at home. She talks at home. And she talks elsewhere, but you know,
if you give her an opportunity,
yeah. If I give her an opportunity,
let's be honest.
Let's open the phone
every
lines
time we
to
go
our
to
feminist
dinner,
listener.
Yeah. If we go to dinner, chances are Mel gets to say something like, "Man, this food is amazing," and
no,
then you're
you
like,
what?
"That reminds me of the pueblos of New Mexico in 1742."
Yeah, I feel like she's just a quiet soul. You know? I mean, seriously, she's engaging, but in a quiet way.
She is. She's a lot like her father. Her father's that way. You know, he'll sit there and listen, and but when he speaks, you listen. And same thing with Melanie when she speaks.
Wisdom.
There's wisdom.
Yeah,
but also. I think both of our personalities are such that we're not into fighting, so
right.
it doesn't. We don't want fighting.
And if there ever were to be a fight, he would just go into the history of arguments.
Yeah,
you
know, the first argument happened in the book of Genesis, actually, Genesis chapter 2. You could basically say the argument of whether they should eat of the fruit was probably
there
the first
go.
Recorded argument.
There you go.
And in this case, the woman won.
Amen. Amen.
She won the argument, but did she lose the battle?
She lost the war.
There was a little bit of on both ways. You know,
So what you're saying is if the woman gets her way,
gosh.
We lose the war.
Phoenix, you just opened up
biblically,
something totally.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally just kidding.
Because I see myself as Adam now completely. Yeah. Because anytime me and Dawn have like a little, and we don't have big knockdown dragon
right,
fights.
Right.
We haven't
not.
Had
right.
one yet.
Yeah.
But and it's kind of because neither of us is a big fighting
yeah.
person.
Right.
We're just kind of like I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah.
But I see myself as now totally as Adam.
Yep.
Because if there's ever anything, she's talking and I'm going, so what? So
amazing.
Okay.
We want to know your thoughts. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's the question of the day. It's just before 9 o'clock. We gotta take a quick break, but Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Take a break, guys. And we got to get a woman in here and give some perspective.
We do. Well, we thought we had Michelle Schroff coming in, but the snow
we'll,
has...
We'll get Michelle. We'll get Michelle.
We got Mitch.
Mitch. We'll get Mitch. Okay.
Wait.
Let's go to a break.
Let's go to a break.
Quick break. Right back with more of this conversation. We want your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Winter Wonderland.
Static.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
FYI, it is snowing like crazy.
It's snowing.
We are in full-on Christmas mode.
Oh, man.
We're actually decorating the studio today.
Yes.
But for reals, if you cannot be out in this, don't be. It is
especially,
coming down.
Hey, let's take a look at traffic now that we're talking
this
about
this is a good idea. Here.
Traffic. Hey, the computer is delaying. It's really not. But over in the mountains, it is rough. So be careful. We also have an accident, Gibson Boulevard at Louisiana, that happened about 8:30. And we still have the accident that happened at Eagle Ranch south at Paseo. It looks like they're still cleaning stuff up. Just be careful out there, people. The snow is crazy, especially if you're driving through the mountain pass. That is all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast.
That should have been me.
On the Calvert campus, phone number 505-33.
It's gonna
be me.
Or
you could have picked up the bed.
No.
Man.
Pick up your bed now.
Thanks, Sopo. If you are out and about, make sure you go get some yummy, delicious coffee there.
I had a burrito.
Today is a great day to go by Sopo.
It's freezing cold.
Get you a hot drink.
Yeah.
Some soup.
Yep. And the campus is beautiful, so you can walk around the campus.
It is.
I will say this, though. My boy Manny Baca, he said on Facebook yesterday that the soup hurt his tummy.
Oh, no.
With the pozole.
He's a very sensitive individual.
Well, here's the thing. To me, it made me think, crap, I'm not even from here. I'm not eating that stuff.
You
It'll destroy
it.
Me.
You can do it. Like, last night, we had some sweet potato chili.
Woo! Oh, that sounds amazing.
A little spice to it.
That sounds so good.
Cornbread from scratch. Yeah.
Like cornbread, like she like mixed all the ingredients.
Dawn from that Southern Charm.
It's not like Jiffy.
No, Jiffy.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Brand.
That's what it was. It was Jiffy. She didn't make it out of nothing.
She didn't bring it from the air? But that means... So wait, you're telling me there was an ingredient that started it? So something can't come from nothing, Big Bang Theory?
Disclaimer. Jiffy is actually...
See what I did there?
Actually, the Big Bang was reported to be like a sound wave. And if you read the Bible, it says that the Lord spoke everything into existence. So it's like, hey...
Speaking of speaking. Oh, man. We've been talking about this Florida State University survey. They surveyed 135 couples who were married 6 months or less. And the consensus was, hey, if you have cold feet or pre-wedding jitters, you shouldn't get married. And so we were taking marriage advice from the listening audience. Hey, that's you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. We've got a
so
ton
much.
Of comments.
Let me refresh this page.
Yeah.
Refresh.
Tell us what you think.
Well, Clay Schroff, our boy, he had a great comment. And he was said that neither he or Michelle could come in today.
I know.
But he says, being nervous is different than having doubt. If you do get married, it's too late for cold feet. Love is a feeling, but true love is a decision. I would say love is a battlefield. I don't know where that came
or
from.
Or a verb.
Deciding to love when the other person is unlovable will keep you married. Otherwise, my wife would have let me go a long time ago.
Yeah.
Aww. I love the Schroffs.
Me too.
They have sports teams for children. Like, so many kids are running around in
it's
that house.
It's pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
And they're getting a couple more, which is part of the reason why they couldn't be here today.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's great, then.
I love
Kudos
them.
Kudos to the Schroffs. Man, it is snowing like awesome outside.
Yeah,
gosh,
it's pretty incredible.
So cool.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. We are talking about marriage.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Okay, so what's the deal?
Okay, Mitch, we're going to talk to Mitch after,
insight.
Off air, and then we're going to come back in a couple minutes, and Mitch will share some of her wonderful, awesome insight.
Because if there's anybody we want marital counseling from, it's Michelle.
Amen.
Hey! What the heck?
What the heck, yo?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes, it is.
It is Thursday, 9:24, Mountain Standard Time.
2013.
The year of our Lord.
You guys done?
Mitch is here, too.
Kevin McAllister awoke to see his family was still not home. He was 27-year-old, jobless American man. Who
and
decided,
somehow still alive.
Well, he got he kept on living because that day he learned about the recent tech boom and becoming a millionaire.
Yeah!
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, speaking of the tech boom and becoming instant millionaires, recently when Twitter went public, an estimated 1,600 new millionaires popped up. That's crazy.
1,600.
1,600 people became instant millionaires when Twitter went public.
Minstant millionaire.
Well, Jack Selby, I guess, has taken to making an obscene amount of money from working at a tech company. He is a member of the PayPal Mafia. That was a group of former employees of the online payment platform who all cashed out at a very, very opportune time. He was outed this week as the man behind Tips for Jesus. We've been talking about this. Somebody has been going around leaving an obscene amount of money at random places.
Totaling up to what? $50,000?
Yeah, $50,000. Those are tips.
That's a lot of money.
From bars, restaurants, and strip clubs. And he leaves a little hashtag next to it that says @tipsforjesus. And he's, photos have been posted online. Now, here's the interesting thing. According to this Valleywag, that's who basically outed him.
Valleywag.
They say there's nothing religious about his giving campaign. His name's Peter Thiel.
Nothing religious about it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, I'm just kidding. Jack Selby. Sorry.
Jack Selby.
His name's Jack Selby.
So he's just using the Tips for Jesus thing as like a...
Yeah, he says the tipster told him that all the Jesus talk is a joke. Even if his Instagram fans are in a rapture of gratitude.
Oh, now there's your joke.
End quote.
See what he did there.
So this is an interesting thing. He's been throwing out $1,000, $10,000, crazy amount of tips. A few $1,000 handed out here and there by this tipper. Is interesting, and he says the Tips for Jesus part is kind of a joke. He's just kind of freely giving out his money.
Now, which book and which verse was it that Paul said, hey, guess what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, let those guys, why are you shutting them up?
Let them do it.
They're doing something, in the name of Jesus, and they may be doing it for glory themselves.
They might not even be real believers, but...
But unbeknownst to them, they are spreading the word of God. Mm-hmm. And this dude has taken to leaving these obscene tips places and put @ Tips for Jesus as a joke, and yet all we've seen online are how people are saying how great this is, and it's brought attention to the name of Jesus.
It's funny.
The giving spirit.
I think C.S. Lewis called faith, belief, like the Christian belief, he called it a good disease.
Yeah.
Like when Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected,
mm-hmm.
I think he was referring to it spread backwards throughout the cosmos, throughout time and everything,
yeah.
as like a good disease that just infected everything. And that's the same story that goes with the gospel.
Yeah.
No matter what. I mean, people can be making fun of it. And I guess this could be said for anything.
Yeah.
When you make fun of something or when you hate something, you're like, man, this looks so stupid, blah, blah, blah. You're actually just spreading the word about it.
Yeah, and the Bible says that the word never returns void. It's going to leave its mark, period, the end.
Yeah, so even more so when it is the word of the Lord or the gospel, this good disease is spreading around despite
right.
the fact that people might be trying to belittle it.
Or mock it, yeah.
And so that's why when things... Like when a believer takes part in advancing the kingdom by having a heart, from like a spirit of generosity, giving away things, doing things. We heard a story. We're going to talk about it tomorrow about a guy that got pulled over and where was it? I can't remember. But the cop did something completely like revolutionary or whatever for this guy. And at the end of the interview, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, the guy says it definitely it made me have faith in God. He just brought that out of nowhere. Yeah. And so, some people would say, they'd be like, whatever, that's all.
We saw a story on 60 Minutes recently. Remember that atheist who he had lost his job, was it? Or he needed some cash?
Yeah.
And he was sitting there, just this dejected man at, I can't remember if it was a bus stop or wherever he was. Well, in the meantime, 60 Minutes was filming another older gentleman who was giving away his money. And, so the story was originally going to be about this old guy who was just kind of handing out money during this Christmas season, not because people deserved it, but but because he just was out of the kindness of his heart wanting to give wherever, and he said it didn't matter if they looked like a drug addict or what, he was just giving away this money.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because the 60 Minutes story ended up following this other gentleman because he happened to be one of the recipients of this cash.
Mm.
And as it turns out, this staunch atheist, the night before, was so dejected, was so upset. He did not know what he was going to do for income, to a point where he had contemplations of suicide.
Wow.
Because he felt like his girlfriend, mm-hmm, and his child would be better off without him in this world because he was doing nothing for them. And the night before, he fell on his knees and cried out to a God he didn't believe in and said, "If you're real, I need some help." And it just so happened that, mm-hmm, as 60 Minutes was following this older gentleman, that old man had picked this guy and sat down next to him and told him that he was valuable and that he didn't care what he did with this money, that it was going to go to a good purpose, because this older gentleman, I believe, was a Christian and was handing it out saying, "God loves you and here you go." And I mean, it was this crazy story of, and so this atheist in turn, man, fell apart.
Wow. And it wasn't set up by
60 Minutes or anything. It was just this incredible story.
That's amazing.
And so it's amazing to see whatever it is that happens in this time, and we've talked about it this week a few times. In this Christmas time, the snow's coming down, and there's just something different. It's amazing to see the generosity of people, and whether it's this Tips for Jesus guy who is mockingly giving money in the name of Jesus,
yeah,
it has done so much good for those people.
It's kind of like the station. Like, the mission of the station is... the gospel is bigger than a person, than people, thankfully.
It's bigger than the Foo Fighters.
Because the church is just a bunch of hypocrites and we're all sick and yeah, absolutely. But the music that we play, it's the gospel message is bigger than the artists that write it, whether or not, you know, we believe that you can look into things, you can think about things.
We are creating
the image
of God.
You can find the gospel in there.
Because
every human's longing for a redemption story, and thankfully, mm-hmm, God's given us one.
Yeah, and he placed that in our heart. In Ecclesiastes, it says that he has placed eternity in our hearts.
Yeah,
so he put it there for a reason.
Yeah, not only has he given us a redemption story, but he has lovingly invited us to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And that's huge.
Yeah,
and so whenever these things happen, it's whether or not the person knows it, they are taking, I mean, the Bible says God's going to get glory from everything, which is crazy, and we can't understand that. We cannot understand it, because humans can't get glory from everything.
Yeah.
But God can.
Yeah.
And generosity, no matter who it's coming from, is just a reflection of his generosity to us.
Yeah, amen.
All the
that.
While, if you are a believer, you can be encouraged, and that gives you the power to go out and do this stuff.
Absolutely.
Boom.
So,
good
super
thoughts,
power.
Guys. Good thoughts.
We'll definitely be talking about this tomorrow for Pay It Forward Friday.
Oh,
but
man, we got some story. We've come up with like a collection of stories for Pay It Forward Friday,
yeah,
because it's
excited.
A holiday season. We want to encourage you guys to get out there and pay tons of stuff forward.
There you go. On the way, I guess more of us.
A little bit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And more snow.
Sure.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, no cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old.
Here comes my part.
Ding.
Ruiner.
Ruiner.
I was going to sing about the Spider-Man trailer.
Ugh.
And then, here comes my part.
I went to say Team Awesome Morning Party. Did you not see him put his finger up because he had something?
No, because you guys
it's
only
like
talk to each other over there. It's like,
raise your hand.
We understand.
Gosh.
We understand each other.
No, because you guys are talking, you're literally just looking at each other and I'm off in the distance.
You don't have an excuse for being so late.
I'm sorry that... Sorry that she ruins everything.
Hey, let me cover some traffic real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's still crazy.
It is traffic time.
I'm hooking you guys up on traffic today, because usually I'm not that great at it, but today...
Oh, no!
I know, dude. Okay, so over east in the mountains, there's been an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-40 east at Cedillo Hill. This occurred at 9:15, so about 30 minutes ago, and it is very, very... like traffic, like it is completely stopped up. It is constipated around this accident,
mm-hmm,
and you're not getting out of it.
Right.
So that's what's going on.
Prunes will not do this trick.
That's right. Oh, also, there's an accident. The two right lanes are blocked at I-40 East at Tramway Boulevard / Central Avenue / Exit 167. This happened at 9:30, so 15 minutes ago. And as a reminder, we have the construction going on at I-25 in Paseo. Be careful. Everything else pretty green, but it's still snowing. So
it's
be
like
careful.
It's thinning out, though,
no,
it feels like.
No, I don't want it to do
I
this.
I don't know, man. It did this earlier, and yeah, then it came back with
it
a vengeance.
It kind of flittered away and then went, whoa!
I'm trying to teach Matthew over
oh,
here.
Oh, my gosh.
About,
don't call me my full name.
I'm trying to teach him about New Mexico weather, how it just gets your hopes up to let you down.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Mitch.
Yep. So that's what happens. I apologize. But traffic is brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Which doesn't let you down.
Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. We're hoping it keeps snowing.
Yes.
Because it's beautiful outside.
Oh.
It's been a fun day.
It's been a fun day.
Now, before we go, we promised we'd get some insight from the ladies.
Oh, what is this about?
Well, it's cold outside, and if it's cold in your feet and you're about to get married, according to researchers at Florida State University, you should run.
What?
They researched 135 married couples who'd been married less than 6 months. They had them fill out a questionnaire about marital satisfaction.
Is that who you ask?
Right. How is your marital satisfaction in the 6 month of your
number
marriage,
one,
Michelle?
The first year is a freaking roller coaster. Celeste, why would you choose
Celeste
that?
Celeste would have written this off, and she's not even married, but it says Florida, and Celeste would have been like, hey, guess what else comes out of Florida?
Yeah.
She hates Florida.
Yeah, crazies. So researchers gauged gut instinct by flashing photos of their spouse followed by adjectives like awesome, terrific, or awful. As it turned out, couples reported marital happiness tended to match their knee-jerk reactions. So the conclusion from the study was the gut feeling about your partner is enough to warrant leaving them at the altar.
Whoa.
Ridiculous, I know.
Yeah, no,
so
agreed.
So we thought we would ask your opinion, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a lot of great responses about love.
Okay.
Love is the movement.
What do you think?
What do you think, Mitch? Lady, female.
Do I agree with that?
No, I mean, what are your thoughts on you know, the cold? Did you have cold feet or jitters the day of your wedding?
No, I was so stressed out that day.
Yeah, okay, that's jitters, bro.
Oh, yeah, okay. I wasn't nervous.
You weren't nervous to get married? You were just nervous about your day being perfect?
Yeah, I was what it was for me is that I was making all these plans, and then that was the day that all of the plans were set in motion.
Ah, yes.
And so I was expecting them to all fire off, like, as according to plan, and
right,
they, and some of them did, most of them did.
Okay.
Some of them did not. Like, I forgot the chips and salsa bowls across.
You did what?
Yeah.
Ugh. Never mind. Why are we taking marital advice from her? She forgot the chips and salsa
bowls. Okay. I just want to say, Mitch, you're awesome.
I want to say that too. I forgot the cake topper. So
you didn't say it.
I win. What?
You didn't say I'm awesome.
You are awesome,
thank
Michelle.
You.
Team Awesome Michelle Party.
It is.
Almost.
We love you. Mm. We get a lot of flack
but
for
what do
being
you think?
Mean.
Like, honestly, Mitch, do you think this was... can you really call it by cold feet? Like, is that a good reason?
No, no, not at all. I think that you should have made that decision a long time ago. Okay, not to say that you can't say no on the day of.
Right.
Because some people just take a little
I've
bit
I've seen
longer.
That movie. You're about to marry the wrong person. You say no because you know that your best friend was really who you're supposed to be with.
Exactly.
And so you leave him at the altar, and then you run out, and it's like a happy ending movie. I want to see what happens when that character runs out of the room and the family of the people that are sitting there watching the person get run out of. What happens there? You never see that part in the rom-coms.
Just a little bit of awkward staring all over, and then it goes back to the person.
And then
ran
it's
out.
Like they high-five, like, "Yeah, it's all good. Daughter just got left at the altar." But hey, it's a rom-com, so we got to end this proper.
One of my my sister's favorite movies. I'm sorry, not one of my favorites, but it has one of my favorite actors in it, Matthew McConaughey.
Is it How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
No, it's it's called The Wedding Planner, and it's about J-Lo.
Oh, I've never seen
it. And she, not J-Law, not my girl.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Jay Lower on the totem pole, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, she's like a wedding planner. She's never gotten married. And then she plans, she falls down and hits her head. And Matthew McConaughey's a doctor that sweeps her off her feet or whatever. And she thinks he's single because he doesn't really bring up the fact that
he's getting married.
He's engaged. And then she's
planning
hired
his wedding?
To do her friend's wedding, who turns out to be the fiance, and then
her
it's
friend's
so funny.
Wedding. How does she not know who she he's who
well,
she's engaged
she
to?
She becomes friend. It's a mutual friend or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, okay, got
they're
it.
Like this super rich couple. I don't know. Right. Blah blah blah. Anyway, at the end of the movie, Matthew McConaughey. Yes, I'm ruining it.
I don't care.
I don't care. I'll
Matthew
never see
McConaughey
it.
Winds up with J-Lo, and then he's having
That's
a talk.
Messed up.
He's having a talk with the girl, and they're just like, yeah, why are we getting married? And then she's like, I don't know. We've kind of just been together since college. It just seemed like the next thing to do. And he's like, I don't really want to. Do you really want to? He's like, I guess I really don't.
Yeah.
So it's good that they actually had this talk before they got married.
Right.
But it was just funny because then it's like, then he's like, well, I'm going to go date so-and-so. She's like, whatever.
Right.
You know, and they're like, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. That's not real life at all.
Fast forward, they get married, Matthew McConaughey and J-Lo. And have beautiful children. But anyway.
Did you ever see Forces of Nature?
No.
I think of that type of, it was a Ben Affleck film where he was on his way to the wedding. He was getting married, meets
somebody.
Can we just talk about rom-coms?
I think he is.
Chick from Speed. What is her name?
Oh, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. And she's like crazy and totally different from the girl he's about to marry.
Yeah.
And the whole movie, they like set it up as if like he's going to end up with her because she's the crazy. And that's the character they developed this whole movie. So obviously Ben Affleck's going to be with her. But it doesn't end that way.
He's like, no.
It's the commitment, I've loved this person for years and I'm going to stay with this person. And you were like, boom, twist ending rom-com.
Dude, there's a movie called The Last Kiss. Zach
Braff. Yeah, I saw
and,
it.
And that movie has like
it has a lot, of,
a lot of bad stuff
which
in the
is
movie.
Funny.
But the point of the movie is incredible. The dad says a line in there that I'll never forget, and I'm not quoting it verbatim, but he says, your thoughts, you're the only one that knows your intentions and your thoughts. Other people can only see your actions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happens is Zach Braff's character ends up cheating on his wife or soon-to-be wife or something.
I think it's soon-to-be.
Soon-to-be wife. And they've been together. They're fianced. And they're about to, but he cheats on her with some college girl he meets.
Uh-huh.
And it's just devastating to her, you know, and then and the whole movie is about them having he has to learn, you know, wait, I have to fight for this. And the whole movie is his trying to come back to that girl and just reestablishing trust.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of bad stuff in the movie, so I'm not saying...
Yes, it's not one of those movies.
You can't watch it with your kids at all. And I'm not even telling you to watch it. But the point of the movie,
yeah,
that line that he said that, like, it shook me when he said it. Because so many times we go into situations because we think our intent or we know our intentions are good.
Well, it's that lovey-dovey,
yeah,
everything, the warm fuzzies, and that's how it's going to be forever. And in a real relationship, it's not like that. And what sucks is the warm fuzzies are so easy. Yeah. And that's why you want to choose the warm fuzzies, because it makes you feel good. But even those warm fuzzies are going to fail you, yeah, you know?
It's based on an old French movie or something, or a book. And in the book, he actually, like, there's a moment where because he doesn't hook up with the girl for a while, but then he and his fiance get in this huge fight, and then out of anger and spite, he goes and hooks up with this girl.
Because
and
he's then, living on emotion. Hey, look at that.
And then the girl asks him, did you do anything? And in the book, I found this out from Dave because he read it, he lies about it. And he doesn't say anything about it, and it's kind of this sad, sad story. But in the movie, they changed it, and he tells her, and then that's like, she's like, done!
Wow.
But then he like sits outside of her door day and night for like weeks, just sitting there, and it's raining. And he's like, no, I'm not leaving until we try to work this out, because I love you and I made a mistake.
And then in real life, she called the cops and got a restraining order, and it didn't end well either. So,
But it was not a good, like, it's a beautiful point wrapped in a terrible package.
Right, there you go.
So that's kind of...
So you don't have to see. You can just go to our Facebook page and get some insight from some amazing people who have been married for a time. I loved getting the insight from your mother, from Brian Nixon this morning.
Yes.
Michelle.
I think the cold feet is due to the warm fuzzies being gone. Like, they're not there anymore, and that's not what that is.
Right.
So expect those to leave.
A great pastor once told me that we are called to be spirit-led rather than emotion-driven. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, at the end of the day, That's got to be it. You know, are you going to be spirit-led, or are you going to be driven by your emotions? Because your emotions are going to fail you every time. But we live not by those emotions. But if we live by the Spirit, man, God promises so much greater than even your emotions. Because they're going to betray you. Your thoughts will betray you, which is why His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. And, man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Mm. Good thoughts, guys.
I feel like we learned a lot today.
Yeah, we did. Do we hit the learning music?
Why not? It's
all
the
right.
outro.
It's the out.
But we've been talking about what we learned. We also learned that you should be careful if you're in the Albuquerque area because it's snowing.
It's coming
and
down.
I know you people, and I see what you do when it rains, so I can only imagine what's going on outside right now.
Yes, this weather, like your emotions, will betray you. Mm. However, the sun
will shine again.
Stop it.
Hey, it does say that the snow is supposed to, it's supposed to kind of taper off around noon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy, but still cold. It'll probably ice over, so we need to be careful, folks.
Be very careful.
If you're listening over the internet, thank you for listening.
What'd you learn today?
I learned so much. So much. I can't even talk about how much
I learned that there is a new Beautiful Gallows track that is about to be finished, and we are headed over to a studio to hear said work in progress.
We're going to check it out.
Yeah, we get to go do that right now, actually. They're waiting for us. So we're going to head off. We're going to go listen to that and maybe premiere it here soon for New Music Tuesday.
Ooh.
Go talk to those guys. Maybe finally get them in studio.
Yeah, we'll be floating this question around all day because it's the question of the day. So tune in for Middays with Mitch and Afternoons with Celeste and voice your opinion if you haven't yet.
There you go. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are out. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the podcast at MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can also search for us on iTunes. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. There you go.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
All right. We'll see you guys again mañana. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Get out, guys.
Okay. We're going.
Goodbye.